time for Northwest Missouri State basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for today's game.
Good morning and welcome to Historic Municipal Auditorium in downtown Kansas City, the site of MIAA postseason tournament. This morning and afternoon, it's Northwest Missouri State and Washburn in a quarterfinal round game of the tournament. Northwest received a bye out of the first round due to being the number one seed in the tournament and winning the MIAA regular season title on Saturday afternoon with that win over Central Missouri. Bearcats come in 22-5. They're 15-4 after the regular season in MIAA play. Washburn comes in at 16-15. They finished up conference play at 10-9. And they opened up play Monday evening in the opening round of the tournament with a win over Fort Hays State, 66-57, that game being played in Topeka. Welcome back, Porter. I'm John Coffey. And Matt, as we look behind us here at Work Courtside at Municipal Auditorium, a great crowd from Northwest Missouri State making their way in for today's matchup.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when you talk about a noon game on a Thursday, you always wonder what type of crowd you might see, because honestly, it's tough for most people to get to a basketball game, but Bearcat fans have figured out a way. The section that usually is reserved for the home team or for one of the team's fans on one side of Municipal is pretty much packed full, and then you've got a few others scattered around the arena as well, and it's definitely a great showing by Bearcat fans for this one today.
Yeah, not nearly the turnout for Washburn fans.
That's exactly right, and that's going to be a big key. You know, we saw last week how important the fans can be, and you know, the team, the coaches, the players have expressed how important loud fans supporting you can be, and that may be very well be a factor in today's game as well.
These two teams have met once back at Bearcat Arena, that game on January 10th, and that was a win for the Washburn and Ichabods in that matchup. One of the toughest losses Northwest had all season long, but I think Bearcats feel coming into today's game that they can play much better against this Ichabod team.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right, and in talking with some people around Washburn, they feel that was the best game Washburn had played all year, and for Northwest, it was one of, if not the worst games they played all year. Now, you look at Washburn coming into this tournament, they've won four of their last five games, so they're playing pretty good basketball right now. And matchup-wise, you know, when you get into tournaments like this, you just kind of look at the matchups. We talked earlier this year about how Northwest is a bad matchup for Lindenwood, and that's why the Cats swept the season series against them. Well, Washburn can potentially be a bad matchup for Northwest. It just depends on which guys from Washburn step up their play today.
Talking about Washburn playing well coming into this tournament, the Bearcats also playing well, winning their last nine games. They were undefeated in the month of February.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's a tremendous way to finish out the season. That's what helped get them to the MIAA regular season championship outright last weekend, and this is what you want to be doing, is playing your best basketball this time of the year.
Again, it's Northwest and Washburn. When we come back, we'll have more in our pregame from Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph. And from the monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest Missouri community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prinery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. Support also comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear, as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. Also from Brown Shoe Fit in Maryville, located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers work boots from Red Wing, Timberland, Keen, and Doc Marten, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641.
Support for today's game comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. Open 24 hours, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191. And from Watkins True Value. Located in Maryville, Nebraska City, and Red Oak, Watkins True Value provides hardware, tool rental, paint, electrical, and plumbing supplies. Behind every project is a True Value. More at truevalue.com/Watkins True Value. And from Northwest Northwest alumni Vinnie Vaccaro and Trish Herzog of Vaccaro and Herzog REMAX First Choice. Vaccaro and Herzog specialize in residential real estate in the Kansas City metropolitan area. More at VaccaroHerzog.com or 816-806-7777. And from Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or PittsAutoBody.com.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Welcome back to Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City with Matt Gorder. I'm John Coffey. Washburn and Northwest going through their pregame warm-ups. And Matt, when you look at the Washburn Ichabods, and a big key to this game will be their 6'4 senior out of Decatur, Georgia, and a transfer from Alabama, Algie Key. It seems like as Algie Key goes, so goes the Ichabods.
Yeah, when you look at him for a season, he averages just over 8 points a game. In that first matchup against Northwest, he scored 18 points, and that was a big reason why they won the ball game. Kyle Wiggins and Alex North, they get a lot more consistent play out of those guys, and so they expect to see some production out of Alex North and Kyle Wiggins. But Algie Key is kind of an up-and-down type of player. If he plays a big game today, he's going to be, a no pun intended, a key for Washburn.
I think a key for Northwest will be Grant Kozad in the first meeting. Grant only played 28 minutes, got into some early foul trouble, and ended up with just 6 points and four rebounds in that matchup. I think if Grant can stay out of foul trouble, especially early in the game, that could be good for Northwest.
You know, really, it was shortly after that ball game that Grant kind of got it turned around in terms of getting in early foul trouble. Early on in the season, it seemed like he was always getting a couple of early fouls, battling foul trouble, but really about the Central Missouri game, which was a couple of games after the Washburn game, that's where you started to see the turnaround, where he didn't get in that early foul trouble, and I think it really helped his game. Obviously, it allows you to play more minutes because you're not sitting out with the foul trouble, but you can also play a more aggressive type of basketball and feel more comfortable with what you're doing. So, yeah, that's been very important for Grant Kozad, and I think will be a major point for Northwest today.
Northwest and Washburn again going through their pregame warm-ups. When we come back, we'll hear from the NIAA Co-Coach of the Year and Ben McCollum. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Rapid Refill in downtown Maryville, supplying ink and toner for Brother, Canon, HP, and other printers. Rapid Refill also provides printing services, repairs, and sales for businesses and consumers. More at 562-4657. And from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Support also comes from Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Chad, Jesse, and Johnny offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at ChampionshipMotorsLLC.com or at 660-582-8800. Also from the City of Maryville, home to Mazinga Lake Recreation Park. The park provides residents and visitors with an 18-hole golf course and a 9-hole junior course coming in the spring of 2015. More on Mazingo's golf offerings is at MazingoLake.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. And from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. Support also comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential and commercial customers with sales, service, and installation of TVs and home theaters, as well as paging and security systems. More information is available at nw-av.com. Also from East Hill Shopping Center at Belden Frederick and St. Joseph, East Hills provides an indoor shopping experience that is filled with retail stores, name brands, a carousel, and numerous dining choices. More at shopeasthills.com.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Welcome back to our pregame as Northwest Missouri State gets set to take on Washburn this afternoon in the MIAA quarterfinal round matchup at Municipal Auditorium. It's the opening game of the tournament for the Bearcats as they're coming in as the number one seed after winning the conference regular season championship.
And coaches, first of all, I'll go back to Saturday real briefly. Just talk about a great atmosphere and a great game for Northwest to come up with a big win Saturday at Bearcat Arena.
Yeah, definitely a fun game. You know, it was fun to see the students support us like that and the town of Maryville support us. And obviously it was great to come out with a win as well in a tough environment. And our kids, you know, kind of stayed with it and were able to come up with a win down the stretch.
Yeah, I really thought it showed a lot of character the way the team was able to come back in that game.
Yeah, you know, especially to withstand the runs that they made. I mean, they shot 63% and somehow we won the basketball game. You know, that doesn't happen very often. And our kids just kind of kept plugging away, stayed with it, believed, and we were able to close it out down the stretch.
Well, just one goal that you have on this season, winning a regular season championship. You start out this afternoon with Washburn, and really, to a certain degree, a brand new season here.
Yeah, brand new season every year. You know, postseason's totally different. Everybody's 0-0, and I guess they're 1-0 right now because they've got to win in this postseason. So, we've got to be ready. We've got to be ready to try to end someone's season.
And let's just talk about facing the Ichabods here, a team you played earlier this year, Washburn with a win back at Bearcat Arena on January 10th. What were some of the things that you were able to take out of that first matchup?
A lot of things. You know, first off, you got to be ready to go. If you get somebody down, you got to keep them down. You got to be able to defend the drive without fouling. Got a defensive rebound. I mean, everything that could have gone wrong did go wrong in that game. And we're hopefully more prepared tonight for that game than that game.
Was that the first game a good learning experience for the team? It seems like after that particular game, the team really kicked up a notch and started playing some good basketball the rest of the way.
Yeah, I thought so. You know, I thought that, you know, we lost that game and then we ended up winning the next maybe. I don't know if it was much a learning experience as when we play someone once, we always learn from our first mistakes, and we're hoping that tonight that we've learned from our first time we played them.
When you look at Washburn, it looks like really one of their strengths, and it seems like it has been for Coach Chipman teams through the years, is a very good rebounding team.
Rebounding and transition offense. They're an easy bucket team, and that's just what they've always done, and if you want to beat them, you have to eliminate those.
And what are some of the keys to stopping that?
Sprint back and then box out. I mean, pretty simple stuff that we worked on from day one. It's just a matter of consistently doing it. And, you know, the winners in this tournament do that stuff. And if you want to be a winner, then you have to do it.
All right. Well, Coach, we'll talk to you later.
All right. Thanks, John.
Hey, Coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. Stay tuned. We'll be back and have the starting lineups right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. And from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce Twaddle and Brian Veer Toller, along with their wives Polly and Rebecca, provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com. Also from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville, Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at 660-562-2799 or at OakPointMaryville.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville, offering MyChart, an online resource for patients to access personal health information. More about St. Francis Hospital and Health Services is online at stfrancismaryville.com. And from Taco John's of Maryville and St. Joseph, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday until midnight and Friday and Saturday until 2 a.m. More at ilovetacojohns.com. Support also comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, overhead doors, storefronts, and entrances. More at 582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at maryvilleglassandlock.com. Also from Nottoway County Economic Development, promoting the community, supporting business development, and growing community opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development. More at maryvillemo.org.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Jock's Niche Sporting Goods at 1st and Main in Maryville. Jock's Niche offers Bearcat sportswear from Adidas and Ping, as well as performance wear and apparel from Nike and Under Armour. More at jocksniche.com. And from Twaddle Realty in Maryville, As a United Country realtor, Ryan Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More info available at 562-7562 or MarysvilleMoRealEstate.net. Support also comes from Bittersweet Floral and Gifts at First and Main in Maryville, offering floral arrangements for all occasions. Bittersweet also offers scrapbook supplies, silk arrangements, soaps, and gifts. More online at bittersweetfloral.com or 660-582-5700. Also from Store of Colors at First and Main in Maryville and on the North Belt Highway in St. Joseph. The Store of Colors supplies Benjamin Moore paint, flooring, window treatments, framing, and painting supplies. More at storeofcolors.com.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Welcome back to Municipal Auditorium, Northwest and Washburn in a quarterfinal round game of the MIAA postseason tournament for Northwest Missouri State coming in 22-5 on the season. They're 15-4 in MIAA play. They're also the number three team in this week's Central Region rankings, 25th nationally. And they'll go with the starting lineup that's been very good to them throughout the entire season. Justin Pitts at a guard spot, a 5'9 freshman from Blue Springs. He's the freshman of the year in the MIAA and a first team all MIAA performer, averaging 16 points and 3 rebounds per game. Also at a guard is Matt Wallace, a 6'1 senior out of Bellevue, Nebraska, the defensive player of the year in the MIAA and a member of the all-defensive team, averaging 7 points and 4 rebounds a game. Zach Snyder, a 6'7 sophomore out of Prairie Village, Kansas, averaging 12 points and 3 rebounds a game. He's just 2 3-pointers away from tying the Northwest single-season record of 91, which is held by Lewis Jones, who set that back in the 1988-89 season. Also, Connor Cooker, a 6'2 junior out of Overland Park, Kansas, averaging 15 points and 4 rebounds a game. He's a second-team All-MIAA performer. And inside is Grant Kozad, a 6'8 senior out of Kearney, Missouri. Leads the team in rebounds at 5 a contest, averaging 12 points a game, and he's an honorable mention All-MIAA. For Washburn, under head coach Bob Chipman, they'll be starting at one of the guard positions. They'll be starting Corey Fisher, a 6'2 senior out of East Orange, New Jersey, averaging 6 points and 2 rebounds a game. Kyle Wiggins, a 6'3 senior out of Leavenworth, Kansas, averaging 15 points and 3 boards a contest. He had 23 points against Northwest in the first meeting. Also at a forward, Algie Key, a 6'4 senior out of Decatur, Georgia, and a transfer from Alabama. He had 18 points in the first meeting. He averages 8 points and 4 boards a game. Another player to watch for at a forward spot is Alex North, a 6'6 senior out of Topeka, Kansas, averages 12 points and 11 rebounds. Actually, he had 12 points and 11 rebounds in the first meeting. Averages 11 points on the season and 7 boards a game. And also at a forward, 6'7 sophomore out of Wichita, Kansas, Jeremy Lichtig. He is averaging 4 points and 1 rebound per contest. So that's the way the lineups look. Northwest head coach Ben McCone, the co-coach of the year in the MIAA, sharing the honors this season with Kevin Muff from Pittsburgh State and Bob Chipman, the longtime coach of the Washburn Ichabods. He coached his team to a national championship when the Ichabods were a member of the NAIA back in the 1986-87 season. We're back. Get ready for the tip-off. Northwest and Washburn right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677. And from National Investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Support also comes from the Bearcat Bookstore and the J.W. Jones Student Union. The bookstore supplies Bearcat apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com. Also from KFC, located on South Main across from Walmart in Maryville, KFC supplies Bearcat fans with chicken buckets and sides for tailgating. KFC also offers a daily buffet that is open from 10:30 a.m. until 8:30 p.m.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com. And from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business,
Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104. Support also comes from the Remington Nature Center in St. Joseph, featuring a life-size replica of a woolly mammoth, a 7,000-gallon aquarium, the outdoor riverwalk, and their newest display, Water's Journey. More at stjoenaturecenter.info. Also from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com.
You might get a few free throws, but everything else in our house is going to cost you. Bearcat Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
And welcome back to the Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City, the site of this afternoon's quarterfinal round game between Washburn and Northwest. The national anthem now performed by the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Marching Band. Anthem performed by the Bearcat Marching Band. Along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Our studio engineer for this afternoon's game has been Nully. And Matt, when you look at this tournament as a whole, it's more than just the teams involved with this. Talk about the Bearcat Marching Band is down here. You have the staffers, also the cheerleaders, a lot of different aspects of the university get a chance to take part in this special event.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. You know, and just looking and following on Twitter, you're seeing some of the other schools like Kearney and Lindenwood putting together fan buses, free fan buses, so students can make the trip to Kansas City from some of the schools that are a little farther away, that sort of thing. So, yeah, this is much bigger than just the basketball team, which makes it better for the basketball teams in the long run. These guys really enjoy this atmosphere. That's why this tournament has survived as long as it has down here in Kansas City.
All right, have a chance. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Matt, what do you see as some of the keys to today's game?
Well, I think for Northwest, just play even keel like they have. You know, they're a team that hasn't been overly emotional one way or another. The highs aren't too high and the lows aren't too low. So you probably have to weather a few storms in this one. Washburn's going to be here ready to play. And so for Northwest, you just go out, play. You got to kind of put the championship that you've got so far out of your mind. You got to have in your mind that this is a new, brand new season. Northwest will get a chance to start another new season next week as well, but if you want to try to get a sweep of the championships, you got to take it to worry about these three games this weekend.
The winner of this will play the winner of the Lindenwood-Pittsburgh State game, which will follow, and that game will be played Saturday at noon right here at Municipal Auditorium. And the lineup's being introduced as we're about ready for the tip-off as Northwest coming into this game. 22-5 overall. They finished up the MIAA season 15-4. Regular season champions, Washburn coming in 16-15 and 10-9 in MIAA play. And Matt, I think a lot of people really feel that this Ichabod team, a much more talented team than what they showed in the MIAA season.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right, especially right now. They're playing as consistently good basketball over the last about 3 weeks of the season as they have all season long. So that's what makes them a good eight seed. I mean, that's what we talked about, Al. Doesn't matter what the seeding is in the tournament this week. I think any one of the eight teams potentially has a chance to win this one. So Bearcats got to be ready.
You know, they're listening in on the Internet in the St. Louis area this afternoon and areas around the country as well as Northwest getting set to face Washburn. The jump center for Northwest, Grant Cozad, as he will jump it up against Jeremy Lichtig, a 6'7 sophomore out of Wichita, Cozad at 6'8. Grand Prairie official will toss the ball up, and the tip is controlled by Northwest as they go from our left to our right here at Municipal Auditorium. The Bearcats in their home white uniforms with the green numerals and trim. Wallace, right side of the lane, will bring it out front right side and finds Crooker. Fakes left, goes right, into the right corner for Wallace. Wallace with the dribble to the right wing. Pulls up out front right side, bounce pass high right. They get it to Kozad. Kozad turns, takes the jumper from 12, knocks it down. And Northwest Missouri State out to a 2-0 lead. Game just underway. Ichabod's from our right to our left in their dark blue uniforms with the white numerals and trim. Off of the left side with the dribble. Now they go left and get it to Alex North. North posted up with Wallace, the defensive player of the year. Kicks it out to the top of the key. And with it out front is Wiggins, who backpedals near the timeline. They set up the offense. Wiggins dribbles outside on Crooker. Shot clock's down to 10. Cross court right side for Corey Fisher. Bobbles it, picks it up. Guarded by Justin Pitts, the freshman of the year in the NCAA. Through the lane he goes, and it's blocked away by Pitts out of bounds. Pitts with just his second block of the season. Corey Fisher will inbound baseline right with just 1 second on the shot clock. So Fisher to inbound. Looks to inbound, holds it, gets into the right corner. A quick shot blocked out of bounds by Wallace as the shot clock sounds. They got it to Wiggins in the far right corner, and Wallace blocks it out of bounds.
That's what wins you championships, is defensive efforts just like that.
Ninth block of the season by Wallace. Northwest will inbound, facing a little pressure off inbound as Pitts will give it to Wallace, and now he'll take it across the timeline right side. Northwest in front, 2-0. Wallace accelerates to the free throw line through the lane, pulls up at the elbow left side, finds Pitts, who dribbles into the left corner, now to the left wing. Putting a man-to-man defense out of the Ichabod, takes it out front, lobs a pass baseline right side, gets to the Wallace, low right side for Kozad, back to Wallace, out top of the key, Pitts, three on the way, good! 5-0, Northwest Missouri State in front, 18:34 left in the first half. Fisher goes left side on the wing for Wiggins. Now out front right, taking it into the lane is Key. Picks it back right side for Fisher. Fisher guarded by Pitts. Dribbles between the circles. Pulls up, goes right side for Key. Takes it inside the arc, takes a jumper from 17, misses. Fight for the rebound on the baseline, hustling after Lichtig. Eighth on the baseline of the leg of Northwest.
Great hustle there by Zach Snyder to try to beat Lichtig to the ball, but forcing him to get out of bounds.
Northwest in front, 5-0. Wallace will take it down the floor once again for the Cats. Dribbles down that right sideline into the front court to the right wing. Now takes it with the left hand to the free throw line through the wing left side. Bounce pass left, gets it to Crooker out to the top of the key, Pitts. Gets a screen by Kozad. Back to Crooker on the left wing. Connor into the left corner for Wallace. Wallace out front through the lane he goes. Tries to go up the shot, knocked out of his hands, but it's picked up by Pitts out front. North had a hand on it for the Ichabods, but Pitts picks it up, dribbles to the left wing, inspires the dribble, looks and gets a high post left side for Kozad, out of a double team briefly, holds on to it, and takes a shot to the nose, it looks like, as there's a whistle and a foul coming up on the Ichabods.
Yeah, it said just 4 seconds on the shot clock there, so they'll get a brand new shot clock on the inbound here.
And it looks like officials may come over and review the monitor here. So we're, what, 2 minutes into the game, and we've got a monitor review.
And even Kozad was saying, no, don't worry about it. It's not that big a deal. You know, it was accidental. Don't worry about it. But they're still going to take a look.
Took a shot to the nose that time. But, we had a good look at that. And really, it was nothing flagrant from our vantage
point. No, it was one of those plays where they're just trying to reach for the basketball and got a piece of his face. I mean, it happens in basketball all the time. It has happened for years and years. But anytime there's contact above the shoulders, they've got to take a look.
And that monitor's just to our right, and they're having trouble getting it to even to work right at the moment.
Yeah, there's nothing on the monitor right now. It's pitch black. They're getting a little video flash here and there, so they're showing the video on the big screen if they just want to look up and see on the big screen.
Yeah, I understand high def up on the big screen. So.
And that was totally unintentional. It was a forearm across the nose, but it was totally unintentional. So, now, like I said, if they want to look up, everybody in the crowd here already knows that it was unintentional. So.
Now the official comes over and talks to Grant about the play as well. And again, as you said, Grant from the very start said there's nothing flagrant about that.
Yeah, he was like, no, don't go look at it. It's not that big a deal. And he just wanted to keep playing basketball. And now that they've decided not to look at the video, it looks like the monitor might work again.
Key picks up the foul. That's his first, team's first as well. Northwest inbound baseline left with the first 35 on the shot clock. It comes out to the top of the key for Pitts. Pitts dribbles between the circles, goes left wing for Crooker.
Cooker out front goes a little left side, is trying to find it in the lane for Kozak. Stripped away, and it is picked up by Key for the Ichabods. And the fast break left side, Fisher brings it out top of the key. Key back to Fisher left side. Cats come back quickly on defense after that swipe of the ball. Out to the top of Key. Fisher dribbles right, cross court left side, gets it to Alex North. North back right side, Fisher. Goes low right side. They get it to David Salock, who checked in during that stoppage of play. Now front right side, jumper by Fisher, misses by for the rebound. The left side, and hustling effort for Northwest was Wallace. And Wallace from there left to our right with the Cats in front. 5-0. Just over 17 minutes left in the first half. Wallace looks on the right wing for Zach Snyder. Zach with one dribble pulls up. Finds Kirker. Kirker on the right side brings it out between the circles and finds Wallace. Will dribble near the left sideline. Off the left wing. Now top of the key, gets a screen by Kozak. Goes to Kirker on the left baseline as he drives. Reach in foul coming up on the Ichabods. This should go on Kyle Wiggins. And if so, that would be Kyle's first team second. Northwest inbound baseline left as Kevin House enters the game for the Ichabods to take the place of Corey Fisher. 5-0. Northwest Missouri State with the early lead. Wallace on the left baseline. Lobs it out front left side for Kirker. Now back to Wallace on the left wing. Wallace with the dribble. Out left side. Gets a screen by Kozak. Pulls up at the top of the key. Now they go with the pick and roll. Low left for Kozak. Trying to post up. Spins left side. Ball fake up the shot. Blocked away by Salock. And it's picked up by North for the Washburn Ichabods. Across the timeline, Kevin House. He'll dribble left side. 5-0. Northwest Missouri State in front. Between the circles, key. Through the lane he goes. Drives up for the shot. And it rims around in. Whistle and a foul. And they'll call this one on Northwest.
Kozak tried to slide over to take the charge, and I guess he wasn't there in time.
So this will get Algie Key to the free throw line with a chance to make it a three-point trip down the floor. Key has struggled at the line this season, at 56% shooter on the year, 59 of 105. Free throw just barely gets to the rim. Snyder with the rebound for Northwest. 5-2 game, Northwest Missouri State in front of Washburn. Wallace out between the circles, dribbles left side. Down to the top of the key, cross court right side, pass, Pitts open, takes the three, knocks it down. So Pitts 2 of 2 from 3-point range in Northwest Missouri State in front, 8-2. Just under 16 minutes left in the first half. Kevin House, the 5'10 junior out of Oklahoma City, goes on the right side for Wiggins. Lobs it low right for North. North trying to post up from Kirker. Picks it back out to the top of the key. Open Wiggins takes the jumper off the front of the rim. Rolls out. And Pitts inside has the ball knocked loose. Picked up left side for Salock. Picks it to the left wing. House holds on to it. Out between the circle for Wiggins. And Ichabod setting up their offense. 27 on the shot clock. Left side for House. House dribbles to the free throw line. Into lane. Hooks the pass low for Salock. Who tries to go with a slam over Snyder. And Snyder will get called for the foul. That'll be the first team foul on Northwest, breaking the action with 15-18 left in this first half. Northwest Missouri State 8, Washburn 2. We'll be back to Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, promoting the community, supporting business development, and growing community opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development. More at maryvillemo.org.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford in Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677. This Bearcat broadcast is underwritten by Taco John's of Maryville and St. Joseph, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday until midnight and Friday and Saturday until 2 a.m. More at ilovetacojohns.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertuller, along with their wives Polly and Rebecca, provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Back at Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City with Matt Gorder. I'm John Coffey, our studio engineer Ben Nolley this afternoon. Northwest shooting well from the field right now. 3 of 4 from the field, while Washburn just 1 of 6.
Yeah, and 2 of the 3 makes are from Justin Pitts outside the arc. His only 2 shot attempts are from 3-point range, and he knocked them both down.
Coming back out of the timeout, David Salock will go to the free throw line to shoot free throws, a 6'5 sophomore out of Lenexa, Kansas. Free throw on the way, good. So Saylor, a 66% shooter. Makes it an 8-3 game, Northwest in front of Washburn. Second free throw, good as well. And full court pressure off the inbound. Inbound comes to Kirker, now to Wallace as the Kibbutz drop off on defense. Into the front court, left side, Wallace goes. Dribbles left wing out between the circles, gets it to Kirker, right side for Pitts. Pitts, as he tries to drive, a little hand check out front and a foul coming up on Kevin House. That'll be his first.
Yeah, Pitts in the first matchup didn't have a great game. He did have 15 points in the matchup, but just never could really get on a roll. Ended up fouling out of the ball game, but I expect to see him have a bigger day here today.
Snyder out between the circles for Northwest. Drives on Wiggins. Now they hand off out of a weave out front for Wallace. Back to Snyder on the right side. Now to Wallace out top of the key. Gets a screen by Cosette. Drives the lane right side. High off the glass. Drops it down. Matt Wallace with his first bucket of the game. He had a big night offensively in the first meeting with 15 points against the Ichabods. Northwest up by 6, 10-4 early in this one. Key off the right side between the circles for House. Drives on Pitts through the lane. Little scoop layup. Misses as he drives the lane, though. A whistle and a foul coming up on Northwest. And this one goes on Northwest and Connor Kirker. Kirker picks up his first foul, and this will get House to the line. House, one of their better free throw shooters, an 86% shooter on the year, and that one rims up. Washburn as a team has struggled at the line this year. They're just 10th in the MIAA, averaging 68.8% on the season at the line. Now into the game, Andy Wilson for the Ichabods. Second free throw by House is good. 10-5 game, Northwest Missouri State in front. Wallace will walk it across the 10-second line left side, being picked up by Wilson. Now takes it to the top of the key. Looks left wing, Kirker. Low left side for Cozad. And a push from behind, and a foul coming up on the Ichabods. And this one will go on Washburn. And this will go on Andy Wilson, who just checked into the game. That's his first. Matt, early on, it looks like officials are going to call this one pretty tight.
Yeah, Northwest, the last few games they've played in some pretty physical battles without many calls, but it is definitely going to be a different style of game here today because of that.
Pitts out to the top of the key, pulls up left side, Snyder. Out of Pitts between the circles, right side pass out front goes to Kirker. Kirker to the top of the key with the dribble, right side finds Wallace inside the arc, takes the jumper, knocks it down. That's 4 points for Wallace. And Northwest in front, 12-5. And as Washburn brings it across the timeline, Kevin House gives it into the front court. A timeout's been called by the Ichabods and head coach Bob Chipman. We'll keep it right here. That really, for the second game in a row, we're seeing the Ichabods give Wallace a lot of room offensively. He made them pay the first time.
Well, the two concerns Washburn is really paying attention to right now, one obviously is Zach Snyder outside. They don't want him getting open looks. And then the inside game is something that is getting a lot of attention from the Washburn defense as well. And the defender that's been guarding Wallace kind of lost him a couple of times. And that time around, nowhere near Matt Wallace. And you know, we've seen this year, as opposed to previous years, he's really able to hit he's more aggressive with his shot. I think he could hit shots previously, just wasn't as aggressive with taking shots, and he's going to take advantage of those opportunities if he gets them today.
He's got a good look for about 10 feet. He's got a nice 10-foot jumper that they've been giving him that shot, and he's made the other teams pay, and so far tonight he's knocked down a couple of those. 12-5, Northwest Missouri State in front. House out front looks on the right side and gets a right for Christian Olsek, who entered during the timeout. Out front left side for House. Through the lane on Pitts, he drives. Up for the shot off the glass. Won't go. Rebound Northwest as Brett Doherty clears the board. Doherty into the ballgame to give Cozad a little bit of a breather. And now ball knocked out of bounds. It belonged to Northwest as they will inbound and look at full-court pressure. So Justin Pitts will trigger the inbound. And looking man-to-man pressure, inbound comes to Doherty. Now finds Pitts underneath the Ichabod bucket. Pitts will dribble out, where he's being chased by House into the front court. Man-to-man defense out of the Ichabods. Pitts through the lane, kicks it left side on the wing for Kirker. That left-handed dribble, now switches to the right hand, goes through the lane up with a left-handed runner, misses too hard, and a travel violation as quicker as he went through the lane. Just a little bit of a shuffle before going up with that jumper and gets called for the travel.
Well, last Saturday we saw Central shoot real well against Northwest early on, and the tables have turned. Northwest 5 of 6 from the field so far, while Washburn 1 of 7 from the field.
Well, Saker down the lane right side, goes into the right corner with the pass. The jumper put up and missed by Tron Parker. Gets his rebound, looks on the left wing. Wilson takes the jumper and knocks it down. A three-pointer. And that will make it a 12-8 game as Northwest Missouri State holding on to the lead. Wallace with it out front. Looks left side, gets it to Kirker on the left wing. Now to Wallace out front. Right side for Snyder. Drives to the baseline. A little runner by Zach. A little too hard. Rebound tapped by Doherty off the backboard, but it's controlled by the Ichabods and House. House pushes it off the right side. Goes to the right wing and gets it to Turn Parker. Brings it back right side on the wing for House. Out to the top of the key, Olsaker. Left side pass for Parker, the junior out of Canton, Ohio. It was out front as Northwest goes into a quick trap and flip-flop. Right side pass goes to Wilson. He takes a three and knocks it down. So Wilson hits a three off the right side, and it's now a 12-11 game as Northwest Missouri State's lead goes down to one. It cats up 12-11 with 12:23 left, and a quick timeout by Northwest head coach Ben McCollum.
You know, another potential key in this game for Northwest just checked into the lineup and will be in after the break, and that's Anthony Woods. The first time around, Woods played just 7 minutes, had a couple of fouls and a rebound. That was about it, but he has definitely seen his game come long strides since the matchup against Washburn back in January. So he definitely could be a potential difference maker in this one as well.
Woods will inbound for Northwest. Again, pressure off the inbound by the Ichabods. A one-point game, Northwest Missouri State in front 12-8. Largest lead for Northwest was 7 in this first half. Fitz to take it across midcourt, pressured in the backcourt by House. Takes it into the front court, lobs the pass left side, Woods into the left corner for Snyder. Back to Woods on the left wing. Woods will double to the free throw line. Right side gets it to Kirker on the wing. Kirker then brings it across court, left side, Pitts. Pitts gets a pick by Kozeg, goes into the right corner. Woods with it in the right side. Now we'll take it through the lane. Up for the jumper with right hand. The lane misses off the left, and the rebound pulled away by Parker inside for the Ichabods. On the break, it goes to House. House to the top of the key. Right side pass for Parker. Out between the circles, House. Ichabods played much better since House has came into this ball game in that point spot. On the right wing for Wilson. Into the right corner, Olsaker takes it into the lane, drives off Snyder, spins right side up with a shot, won't go with it, and the blocks off the right side, but a foul coming up on Northwest, and this will go on Zach Snyder, that'll be his second. 11:34 left in this game, or this first half, in Northwest Missouri State up by one. It's a 12-11 game, Northwest Missouri State in front of Washburn. Again, 11:34 left in the first half. Breaking the action, we'll be back right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street, offering a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online, live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at northwestbearcats.com.
Support for this Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, overhead doors, storefronts, and entrances. More at 582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarryvilleGlassAndLock.com.
Back at Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Northwest jumped out to a 5-0 lead to start this game. They've led by as many as 7 in this half. It's a one-point game right now. Northwest in front of Washburn, 12-8.
Yeah, no surprise that this is a close game, even though Northwest got off to that fast start. I mean, you got to expect close games in the MIAA tournament. And, it's not something that's going to bother Northwest by any means. They've played some close, tough matchups this year.
Well, it's like they're going to the free throw line. He'll be shooting two. Fouled by Snyder before the timeout, and his first free throw rolls in. 7-0 run right now for the Ichabods. Ties the game up at 12. Olsaker
a 6'5 junior out of McPherson, Kansas. An even and the free throw, too hard. Rebound, tipped high in the air and controlled by the Ichabods as Andy Wilson didn't have position, but leaped high and spikes it backwards, and the Ichabods will have it off of the left side. At the post on the left is North. Looks left wing, Wilson. Now low left for North. North back to Wilson, drives to the baseline. Stop shot blocked away by Cooker and is picked up by Woods for Northwest. Kept with their third block shot of this first half. Northwest and Washburn tied up at 12. Pitch into the front court, left side. Screen by Cozad. Takes it to the top of the key. Looks left wing, Wallace. Wallace to the free throw line left. Takes the jumper from 15. Rims around on the right side and out. And the rebound, Wiggins for the Ichabods. He pushes it across the timeline. Left side pass for House on the wing. Back pedals at the dribble. Being shadowed by Pitts. They'll bring it out near the timeline as the Ichabods spread things out to set up their offense. High post left side pass for North. Gives it to Wiggins. Back to North. Low left side now. North with the dribble into the lane, kicks it back out to the top of the key. Wilson with the jumper too hard. Long rebound at the free throw line by House as he falls to the floor. And a whistle and a foul coming up here.
Yeah, Justin Pitts tripped a little bit, and when he did, oh, and they're not going to call it on Pitts. Pitts knocked House to the floor, but they're calling the foul on Connor Crooker.
That'll be number five, or rather number two on Crooker. Fifth team foul on Northwest. Ichabod's inbound baseline left as Corey Fisher back into the game will inbound. Algie Key also has checked in for the Ichabod's. Inbound into left corner for Wiggins. Now Wiggins dribbles to the left wing in a trap, goes low left side, passes tipped and is controlled by Northwest. Pitched into the front court, dribbles to the left side. And brings it out left, goes cross court right side for Crooker. Right baseline Wallace back to Crooker on the right wing, takes the long three, rims around out, rebound inside, controlled by North for the Ichabod's. Now that goes to Key on the break to the free throw line. Left side pass, Wiggins back to Key left side. Fakes right, goes left through the lane, and low left won't go, and rebound Cozad for Northwest. He thought he was fouled as he went up with that shot, looks at one of the officials, and complains as he goes down the floor. 12-12 ball game, Northwest and Washburn. Pitch to the top of the key, looks on the right side, finds Wallace, low right for Cozad. Now to Wallace, into the lane, takes a jumper from 14, knocks it down.
You know, it's almost like defensively, Washburn's taking the approach of let Matt Wallace try to beat us. We're going to guard everybody else, and if Wallace beats us, he does. And right now, Wallace is beating them.
Wallace with 6 points. It's a two-point Bearcat lead. Out front three taken by Olsaker, and he knocks it down. His 10th of the season, and it's a one-point Washburn lead. Their first in the game, 15-14, with 9:23 left in the first half. Pitch to the left wing. Accelerates to the free throw line, bumped out front, and a foul by Corey Fisher. That'll be his first. That's one area that we're seeing the officials in this game really watching. That hand check out front or a quick bump out on the perimeter, and they've been calling those in this first half. 15 foul on Washburn. Again, both teams have been whistled for five fouls. Northwest will inbound baseline left. Inbound comes to Crooker. Brings it out front left side Pitts. Pitch to the top of the key. Now looks left wing. Crooker, a three on the way up in front of the rim. No, long rebound. Chased down. It goes out of bounds. And it will belong to Washburn. Crooker struggled from the field that Saturday against Central, but he had a couple big threes late in the game that made a difference in Northwest win over the Mules for the MIAA regular season championship. Out to the top of the key. Salock looks left wing. Fisher out front for Wiggins. To the free throw line, kicks it back right side for Key. Key goes through the lane left side on Woods and shot missed. Rebound Wallace for Northwest. And on the fast break, Woods across the timeline left side, goes to Crooker, back to Woods. Woods to the free throw line left, takes it through the lane on the right side to the blocks. Now needs to find someone, lobs it out front and throws it away. Wallace trying to get to it, it goes out of bounds. He had Wallace in the right corner, but Woods tossed it out toward the wing and it goes out of bounds. It belonged to Washburn.
He also had Cozad wide open underneath, but just couldn't with that double team right there. Didn't have the angle to be able to see him.
Northwest down by 1, 15-14 with 8:32 left in the first half. Fisher looks right side on the wing for Salock. They look left for Wiggins. Wiggins now on the left wing gets it to North. Back to Wiggins on the left side. Pass low left for North. Turns, takes the jumper from 12. Won't go. Rebound Woods for Northwest. Anthony doing a good job on the defensive board since coming into the game. Takes it across midcourt left side. Now accelerates to the free throw line through the lane, through traffic, and a whistle and a foul coming up. This will go on the Ichabods. And this foul goes on Corey Fisher, a reach in as Woods went through the lane. That'll be Fisher's second. Sixth team foul on the Ichabods. And they have Woods in the act of shooting as he went through the lane, so Anthony will go to the line to shoot two. Anthony, just a 43% shooter this season at the line. His free throw off the front of the rim. 6'2 sophomore out of Kansas City. One of several players from the Kansas City area on both of these teams. Second free throw is good. Tied up at 15 as Woods goes to the sideline. Zach Snyder back in the game.
That's where this tournament's been good, too, because there's a lot of players in the MIAA from the Kansas City area that get a chance to play in front of hometown fans.
On the right side, Wiggins looks into the right corner. Now underneath the bucket, driving his key. Reverse left one, go, gets his rebound, misses the shot, and the rebound to Northwestern Kirker. Connor gets it to Wallace. He pushes it from our left to our right to the left wing. Snyder back out to Wallace as the Ichabods get back on defense. Cross-court right side for Pitts near the scorer's table on the right. Guarded by Wiggins. Now he dribbles out between the circles and will dribble left side. Man-to-man defense out of Washburn. Kozad sets a pick out front. Top of the key is Pitts. Right baseline for Wallace. Shot clock at 10. Wallace through the lane with the dribble. Brings it back right side for Pitts. Down the lane right. He goes up for the shot. High off the glass. Good! And a foul! Justin Pitts going down the lane off that right side. Banked it high off of the backboard and drops it down as he hung in the air for a while and was fouled and they'll count the buckets. Northwest up 17-15, and when we come back from a timeout, Pitts will have a free throw coming his way. Back after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. Hy-Vee is open 24 hours and offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Rapid Refill in downtown Maryville, supplying ink and toner for Brother, Canon, HP, and many other printers. Rapid Refill also provides printing services, repairs, and sales for businesses and consumers. More at 562-4657.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. National Investors provides classes on legal documents and 401k alternatives. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Bearcat Bookstore and the J.W. Jones Student Union. The bookstore supplies Bearcat apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com.
Back at Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City, Northwest has regained the lead in this quarterfinal round game of the MIAA postseason tournament. Northwest in front 17-15. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. For the timeout, Kyle Wiggins fouled Justin Pitts as Pitts was able to knock down the shot. Pitts will go to the free throw line with a chance at another three-point opportunity, this time the traditional way as he steps up to the line. Justin, an 82% shooter on the year, his free throw rolls in. So Justin now with 9 points in this first half. And Northwest up by three, 18-15 with 7:20 left in the first half. Cats a man-to-man defense out to the top of the key as Kevin House once again at the point position. Drives on Pitts at the free throw line, pulls up, now goes into the lane, kicks it left side. Gets it off that left wing for Olsaker. One dribble. Now between the circles, House. Left to the lane for Parker. Takes the jumper, fade away from 16, just barely grazes the net, goes out of bounds, it belonged to Northwest. 18-15, Northwest Missouri State in front of Washburn. Cats open up with a 5-0 run to start this game, led by 7 in this first half, and now they've regained the lead up by 3. Pitts into the front court left side, being pressured by Kevin House. Lobs it right side for Wallace. Andy Wilson gives him some room off the right wing. Takes it to the free throw line. Goes right side. Snyder, three on the way. Got it. Snyder knocks down the three and ties the Northwest single season record for most threes in a season as he knocks that one down. And Northwest in front 21-15. Off the left wing is David Salock. Now to House. Through the lane. Left side with the jump stop. Ball knocked out of his hands. Out of bounds. Justin Pitts with the play defensively. Ichabod's will inbound with 19 on the shot clock. Cats in front 21-15. Northwest right now on a 7-0 run. Out between the circles, Olsaker to the free throw line. Through the lane he goes, drives, and has the layup off the left side as he got past Schneider. Olsaker with 6 points. And Northwest Missouri State in front, 21-17. Wallace into the front court off the right side. Dribbles to the right wing. Out to the top of the key. Screen by Schneider. Gives it back to Schneider left side. He'll take another three. Nothing but there. Zach, two straight trips down to four. Knocks down to three in Northwest in front, 24-17. Just under 6 minutes left in the first half. Parker off the right side to the top of Kias Kozak. Comes out to check him out on the ball trap. On the left side is Olsaker. Free throw line with the drive. Goes right side and it goes out of bounds. Pass tipped and out of bounds. I believe Snyder got a finger on it. Goes out of bounds and belongs to the Ichabods with 18 on the shot clock. Algie Key back into the game for the Ichabods. Also Wiggins to re-enter the contest.
Snyder showing good patience. They've been right in his hip pocket, not getting him many touches or opportunities from the outside, but he knows eventually those will come, and he's taken advantage of the opportunities here over the last couple of minutes.
Inbound right side. Wiggins out of house on the right wing with 10 on the shot clock. Looks low right side. He gets a low for North. Now finally cutting through the lane, putting it up and in. Nice feed to Key, and Key puts it down. And it's a 24-19 game. Northwest Missouri State with the lead. Wallace into the front court, accelerates right side to the bucket, off the glass, and good. Nice drive to the bucket as he caught Andy Wilson a little bit flat-footed. And Wallace has the layup in Northwest Missouri State in front, 26-19. And Wallace had 15 in the first meeting with these two teams. Key with it, free throw line right, takes the jumper, too hard, long rebound, elbow to North, kicks it back right side, Key down the lane right on Kozet as he drives, a whistle, and a travel violation. Turnover gives it to Northwest. Both these teams do a good job of taking care of the basketball. The Bearcats, with the fewest turnovers of any Division II team this season, Ichabods only average around 11 turnovers a game. 26-19, Northwest Missouri State in front. Pitts to the top of the key, gets a screen by Kozad, pulls up, goes left corner, Wallace open, holds on to it. Now out front right side for Pitts, a long three, on the way, got it! Justin Pitts, now with 3 three-pointers and 12 points total. And Northwest Missouri State with their largest lead of the game at 10. 29-19, 4:31 left in this first half. We'll keep it right here. Matt Gordon, Northwest, really reacting well after losing the lead briefly.
Yeah, and, you know, we talked in the pregame how Algie Key would need to play well today for Washburn to have some success. And Key right now, 2 of 8, 4 points, a turnover, and 1 rebound. So there's still time for him to step up and play well, but for right now, Northwest has been able to hold him down. And really, Wilson and Olsaker are the only two getting any scoring for Washburn at this point.
Northwest has had a couple of different runs here. It's a 7-0 run, and now they've answered back with a 5-0 run. And again, they're up 29-19. Coach Bob Chipman with his second time out of this half.
Cats are 5 of 7 from three-point range so far.
And for Northwest coming into this game, first in the MIAA in three-point shooting percentage at 44.4%. And they're up by 10. House will take it across the timeline. Dribbles between the circles, looking at the Bearcats' man-to-man defense. High post left side pass for Alex North. Down the lane he goes, leans in, whistle, and the call block against Northwest. Coach Ben McCullum right in front of us thought it should be a charge as Wallace slid over, but Matt Wallace will pick up the foul. That'll be his first. And this will send Alex North to the free throw line, the 6'6 senior out of Topeka, Kansas. Alex had 12 points and 11 rebounds against Northwest in the first meeting. His free throw is good. That's his first point of the game this afternoon. Alex is a 66% shooter on the season.
Wow. Just looking at the replay of that call, that's a tough one against Wallace.
And for North, knocks down the second free throw. 29-21, Northwest Missouri State in front. 4:15 left in the first half. Wallace to the right wing, out to the top of Key Schneider. Looks between the circles, Pitts, right side, Wallace, gets a screen by Kozad, cross court left, Pitts. Northwest looks at man-to-man defense, Pitts goes left side, almost tosses it away, now they throws it just out of the reach of Woods, it goes off of the Ichabods though, out of bounds as trying to go for that ball, and it went right by him, and diving into that far side there was
Andy Wilson. And we'll go off of Wilson. So Northwest gets a little bit of a break after a poor pass. As they'll have the ball coming up after a timeout. 3:57 left in the first half. Northwest Missouri State 29, Washburn 21. We'll be back right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. The park provides residents and visitors with an 18-hole golf course and 9-hole junior course coming in the spring of 2015. More on Mazingo's golf offerings at MazingoLake.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Watkins True Value, located in Maryville, Nebraska City and Red Oak. Watkins True Value provides outdoor power equipment from steel, including chainsaws, trimmers, blowers, and shredders. More at TrueValue.com/Watkins True Value.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point in Maryville. Their memory care program offers residents emotional and social support, art, music, pet therapies, and more. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com.
3:57 left in the first half. Northwest Missouri State 29 and Washburn 21 with Matt Quarter and studio engineer Ben Oley. I'm John Coffey. We're at Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City, a quarterfinal round game of the MIAA postseason tournament. Northwest coming in as the number one seed, Washburn the number eight seed. And the Bearcats win down in the far left corner coming out of this timeout as they go from our left to our right in this first half. Inbound goes left side for Pitts. They'll take it to the top of the key. Dribbles right side, finds Kozad underneath, but the pass tipped away is picked up off the left side by Kirker. Out front left, Schneider, long three, takes a high bounce off the rim, a long rebound to Wiggins and Washburn. They'll take it across midcourt, left to right. Pass on the left side for Key. Through the lane, drives, leads it up off the right side and good. Now to Key with 6 points, 29-23, Northwest Missouri State in front of the Ichabods. Wallace into the front court, takes it to the top of the key, goes cross court, left side, Pitts. Pitts gets a screen by Schneider and Kozad, pulls up, goes baseline right, Wallace, bounce pass into lane, and 10-4, Kozad tipped out of bounds by North, and the Bearcats will inbound right underneath the bucket to the right side. Seen a couple times now where Northwest tried to get it to Kozad inside, but just a split second late getting that pass to Grant. Inbound comes to Kozad off the right side, double team. With one dribble, brings it right side for Wallace. Cross court, left side, Pitts. Screen by Kozad, down the lane, left he goes. Justin with the left-handed layup is up and in. Strong first half for Pitts. He's got 14 points, average of 16 on the season. Through the lane, House as he drives through at the elbow on the left. A reach-in foul coming up on Northwest. This will be Justin's first foul.
Yeah, and Pitts had 15 against Washburn in the first meeting.
And Justin showing those in attendance at Municipal Auditorium while he's the freshman of the year in the MIAA. At the free throw line, a one-and-one opportunity, and House knocks down the first.
Yeah, if he keeps improving, he may add a Player of the Year or two award to his repertoire as well.
Second free throw by Kevin House is good. Northwest right now have this year's MIAA Freshman of the Year on the floor and last year's Freshman of the Year on the floor in Zach Schneider. Pitts will walk it across the timeline for Northwest from our left to our right. Northwest in front, 31-25. They led by as many as 10 in this first half. Northwest spreading out the offense with three players along the baseline. Down the lane as Pitts kicks it right baseline. Finds Wallace, takes the jumper from 17. Misses, rebound. Caroms to the Ichabods and LG Key. Pushes it to the top of the key, to the free throw line. Right side trailing Wilson on the play. Is shot short off the front of the rim, and it goes off of Kirker out of bounds, trying to get that rebound that came hard off the rim. 2:33 left in the first half. Northwest 31, Washburn 25. Wilson baseline right, rather House baseline right to inbound. Lobs it out front near the timeline for Alex North. Gives it to House near midcourt. Will dribble left side. Guarded by Pitts. Out to the top of Key. Key at the free throw line. Takes the jumper over Kozad. Rims around and in. Key with 8 points. 31-27. Northwest Missouri State with the lead. But Ichabod's coming back. Ichabod's right now going to a 31-27 game. With the Northwest is Pitts. Brings it to Kirkard.
Ichabod's on an 8-2 run right at the moment to the top of Key Wallace. Right side Pitts. Holds it. Now takes it to the top of Key. Left baseline pass for Wallace. Drives underneath the bucket, trying to kick it out front. Pass tipped away, but picked up by Wallace. Wallace brings out front for Kirker. Five on the shot clock. Left side Pitts. And a long three. Too hard. Rebound. Underneath the bucket. Out of bounds. It belongs to Northwest. There's a couple of Ichabods fight for the rebound. Kyle Wiggins to come into the ball game for Washburn. Andy Wilson will go to the sideline. Wallace to inbound. Underneath the Northwest bucket to the right. And lobs inbound to Kozad. Guarded by North. Kozad holds it. Now dribbles once. Now front right side Pitts. Gets a screen by Kozad. Pitts through the lane with the dribble. Low baseline. Gets it to Wallace. Back to Pitts. Left side. On the wing with the three. Got it. Nothing in there. What a first half for the freshman. And Northwest in front. 34-27. 1:19 left in the half. House between the circles. Looks left side. Wiggins guarded by Wallace. Takes left, goes right, out to the top of the key. Steps inside the arc, takes the jumper, rims around and out. Kozad with the rebound for Northwest. 34-27, Northwest Missouri State in front, just over a minute left in the first half. Wallace dribbles left side toward the left wing. Now to Kirker out front, looks right side, finds Pitts. Out to the top for Kozad, left side Wallace. Gets a screen by Kozad, pulls up at the free throw line, and his pass is kicked, goes out of bounds. It belonged to Northwest with 15 on the shot clock. 46.9 seconds left in the half. Christian Earlsaker back into the game for Washburn. Kyle Wiggins to the sideline. Inbound comes to Kozad off the left side near the elbow. Takes a look at the bucket and his jumper from 16. Short rebound on the floor to House and Washburn. To the top of the key. Lobs a pass into the right corner. North sets up. Watch the three. Won't go. Rebound in the lane to Wallace. No one but Bearcats in the lane to come up with that rebound. 28 seconds left in the half. Northwest holding on to a 34-27 lead over Washburn. Pitch into the front court. Just in front of the, crosses the timeline and dribbles out front as Northwest looks for the last shot. 16 seconds left in the half. Washburn packs things in. Pitts dribbles between the circles. 10 on the game clock. Now with 7. Pitts dribbles right side. Gets a screen by Kozad down the lane into the underneath the bucket. Narrowly find Kozad cutting through the lane. Misses the shot. Rebound to Washburn as the buzzer sounds. Every end of the first half. So they got a good look at the bucket. It just didn't fall to end the half. And Northwest will go into the locker room at halftime with a 34-27 lead. As they lead the Washburn Ichabods in the quarterfinals of the MIAA postseason tournament in Kansas City. We're back and have more for you at halftime right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Brown Shoe Fit in Maryville. Located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers athletic shoes from Nike, Brooks, Asics, and New Balance, as well as fashion boots for women and work boots. More at 660-582-4641.
And welcome back to Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City. Along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffrey. We're the half in Northwest Missouri State in front of Washburn. 34-27. Washburn had a brief lead in this first half. Northwest opened up the game with the first 5 points of the contest, built a 10-point lead late in the half, and lead right now 34-27. Right now at the midcourt, former Northwest Missouri State athletic director and football coach Jim Redd being honored as Northwest President Dr. John Chizeski and current athletic director and former head football coach Mel Churchman out as they present this award to coach and former athletic director Jim Redd.
Yeah, boy, Dr. Redd has done so much for the Northwest Missouri State University. It's incredible. You could sit and tell stories all day long of all the good that has come because of what Dr. Ed has done.
Yeah, it's fun to listen to Dr. Ed tell stories all day long, too.
Absolutely, absolutely. That might be the best part.
Well, a good first half for Northwest overall.
Yeah, it really was. You know, what was interesting is when you look at the stats, we talked in the pregame how Algie Key would be a key for Washburn. Well, he's done his part. The guys that we thought maybe would be the consistent ones that would get their points, North and Wiggins, combined just 2 points. You know, so that's been interesting how that has played out, and we'll see what kind of adjustments will be made at halftime for Washburn to see if they're going to have an opportunity to turn those things around. But we will wait and see.
And, again, one of the things we talked about in that first half, they're giving Matt Wallace a lot of room, and Matt's made them pay, Matt, right now with 8 points out of the first half.
Yeah, and, you know, two of the reasons they're trying to give them room is to better guard down low with Grant Kozad, who is having a solid game, just a couple of points, but he's drawing that attention. And then Zach Snyder also was drawing some attention. He still ended up with a couple of threes in the first half for Northwest as well.
Again, we are at the half in Northwest Missouri State in front 34-27 as they lead the Washburn Ichabods in a quarterfinal round game of the MIAA postseason tournament. When we come back, we'll turn our attention to tennis on the Northwest campus as Northwest head tennis coach Mark Rosewell is on hand for today's activities. We'll talk with Mark about his season. That's coming up right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville, offering MyChart, an online resource for patients to access personal health information. More about St. Francis Hospital and Health Services online at stfrancismaryville.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential and commercial customers with sales, service, and installation of TVs and home theaters, as well as paging and security systems. More information is available at nwav.com. Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest alumni Vinny Vaccaro and Trish Herzog, Vaccaro and Herzog REMAX First Choice. Specializing in residential real estate in the Kansas City metropolitan area, more at VaccaroHerzog.com or at 816-806-7777.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Welcome back to Historic Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City, Northwest Missouri State, and the half in front of Washburn, 34-27. It's a men's quarterfinal round game of the MIAA postseason tournament. Joined now by the head coach of the Northwest men's and women's tennis teams, Mark Rosewell. Mark, having a rare Friday afternoon off for you as you have a chance, or actually Thursday afternoon off here, as you have a chance to watch a little basketball here today.
Watching those Bearcats play, John, but I got to get back to practice here in a couple hours, okay?
All right, let's talk about your team. Off to a pretty good start, a good weekend this past weekend. In fact, you've got the men's and women's MIAA Players of the Week coming out of last weekend's action.
Yeah, Marina Riveras, Mauro Tito, first week of the awards and got that. Really proud of them. They did a nice job, won most of their matches.
And what do you see as the strength of your squad so far this year?
Well, I think we got pretty good depth on both teams. You know, if we should have an injury or something, I think we've got somebody who can step in and kind of mix them up a little bit. And our doubles seem to be getting better, too.
And what about your schedule right now? What's some of the keys that you see to the schedule you have early in the season right now?
Well, we're building up. Next weekend, actually, is going to be a tough one. We're playing Drury University and Wachita Baptist and Lewis and some of them. But we're actually playing Newman tomorrow on the men, and they don't have a bad team. It should be a good match.
Really, in the past, and I think this year also, made a point of scheduling some tough non-conference matches.
We really do, John. We try to go out and try to play the best teams that we can find. And it's hard sometimes where we're located because most of your good tennis teams are further to the south. Not always, but most of the time. But we try to play as many as we can.
And one thing with tennis, I know you like to get outside as much as you can, but as opposed to some of the other spring sports, you do have the ability to go inside. You play some indoor matches in St. Joseph. I know you found some courts at Red Oak and played this past weekend down in Liberty, to where you're able to maybe get a little bit more play in at this time of year than some of the other spring sports.
Yeah, and that works well for us because we get a little closer. Many of the alumni do come out, former players and just Northwest people in general, to watch us play. And that Everywhere we go, people come out to watch us, and that makes us feel good.
And what about the conference this year? Who will be some of the teams that will be teams that you need to beat this year?
Well, you know, I think that Southwest Baptist is where you always have to start. They're going to have an excellent men and women's team, with them both getting to the Elite Eight along with us last year. I think that Northeastern Oklahoma's women is awful good. They could be the best team in the league. They finished second last year. And then I think that Washburn, too, is always a competitive team.
When you look at the regional rankings, your team's very well respected in the region right now.
Yeah, the men are ranked one. Now, that's about the third year in a row we've been there. We've been staying there. And the women have moved up to four, which I'm really excited about after the injury year we had last year.
Yeah, just talk about home matches you got coming up. If weather holds out, just talk about the match you got coming up where the fans can come out and watch your teams play.
Well, yeah, we're going to try to start tomorrow at 3 o'clock. It's supposed to be 50 degrees. We're hoping we can play outside. That's if we can get the ice off the court. They're working on that right now, actually. And if we can't, then we'll go down to St. Joe and play that match indoors.
All right. Well, Mark, thanks a lot for being with us here at halftime, and it's good to talk to you.
Okay, John, exciting game here. Always great at the auditorium.
All right. That is the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's and women's tennis teams, Mark Rosewell. Northwest Missouri State in this men's matchup with Washburn in front at the half, 34-27, as they leave Ichabod's in the quarterfinals of the NIAA postseason tournament. We're back over some of the totals out of this first half right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. Serving Northwest Missouri for more than 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com. And from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville, Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677. Support also comes from Carson's Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Also from St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis's services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
The Bearcat Radio Network.
The Bearcat Halftime Report, underwritten by Tri-State Ford Lincoln.
We're back at Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City, Northwest Missouri State, with a 34-27 lead at halftime as they lead the Washburn Ichabods in the quarterfinals of the NIAA postseason tournament. Looking at the totals for Northwest, shooting 54% from the field. They're 13 of 24. 6 of 10 from three-point range. They only got to the free throw line three times, 2 of 3 at the line. Washburn shooting just 29% from the field, 8 of 27, and 3 of 11 from the three-point line. And at the free throw line, 8 of 11. So they've been getting to the free throw line with more frequency than what Northwest has. Rebounding totals, 18 for Washburn, 14 for Northwest. For the Cats, only 3 turnovers out of the first half. The Ichabods with just 2 turnovers in the half. And scoring-wise, Northwest paced by Justin Pitts. He has 17 points, 6 of 7 from the field, and 4 of 5 from three-point range. He also got to the line once and knocked down a free throw to go along with that. And he has a steal in the first half as well. Only player in double figures for Northwest, and really only player for either team in double figures here at the half. And for Washburn, individually, they're paced by Algie Key, who has 8 points to lead his team in scoring. And so that's the way the totals look here at halftime. Northwest Missouri State in front of Washburn, 34-27. We're back in. Now get ready for our second half play coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Come on now! Let's go! Come on now! Let's go!
The Bearcat Halftime Report, underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville's Hy-Vee. Hy-Vee is open 24 hours and offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information available in-store or at 660-582-2191. And from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews.
More information available from shelter agents Dave Weigel, Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. Support also comes from Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Chad, Jesse, and Johnny offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. Also from Younger Auction Company, Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is also provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prinery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. And from Watkins True Value, located in Maryville, Nebraska City, and Red Oak, Watkins True Value provides hardware, tool rental, paint, electrical, and plumbing supplies. Behind every project is a True Value. More at truevalue.com/Watkins True Value.
Back at Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City with Matt Gorder. I'm John Coffey, our studio engineer along the Bearcat Radio Network this afternoon. It's Ben Nolly. If I have a chance, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Winner of this matchup, we'll get the winner of the Lindenwood-Pittsburgh State game, which will be coming up at 2:15 this afternoon. Then you look at the rest of the bracket for tonight in the 6 o'clock game. Central Oklahoma faces the number 2 seed in Central Missouri. That, again, that's at 6 tonight here at Municipal Auditorium. And then the final game of the evening, 8:15, will match up the number 3 seed Missouri Southern Lions against number 6 seed Nebraska Kearney. And Matt Gorder, when you look at the brackets for this tournament, really no gimmies out of any of these games.
A lot of times you can look ahead and to the next game or who you might potentially play and say, well, hopefully that team wins because I'd kind of rather face them than that other team. But I don't think there's a case anywhere in the bracket to be able to do that. It doesn't matter who wins this game or the next game. You know the semifinal matchup is going to be a good matchup. So basically what you do is you just focus on the current game of the day and how to win that game and worry about the next matchup when it comes time to prepare for that.
20 minutes left in this game. Northwest Missouri State in front 34-27. They led most of this game. Washburn had a brief lead after the Cats opened up a 7-point lead to start the ball game. Then Northwest came back to lead by 10 at one point, but still anybody's game here.
Yeah, that's right. And for Northwest, I'm sure they're going to see some adjustments defensively for Washburn. So Northwest will have to adjust on the court, take what the defense gives them to keep putting points up on the board. And as far as Northwest defensively, just keep playing that hard-nosed style of defense that they've been known for all year long, and this can end up in a good result for Northwest.
The Ichabod's largest lead in the first half was 1, and Northwest Missouri State had a 10-point lead in the first half. Coach Bob Chipman taking a little bit of extra time to talk to his team before they come out. They'll have the ball to start this second half. And for the Ichabod's, Alex North will inbound. Also on the floor is Corey Fisher along with Algie Key, Jeremy Lichtig, and also Kyle Wiggins for the Cats. They're starting five of Pitts along with Crooker, Wallace, Schneider, and Kozad. 34-27, Northwest Missouri State with the lead as we go to second half play. Northwest MIAA regular season champions as they won on Saturday over Central Missouri to claim the title. Ichabod's with it. Out to the top of the key is Algie Key to the free throw line. Dribbles back right side. Pulls up. Takes the 16-foot jumper. Knocks it down. Key in double figures now with 10. Northwest Missouri State in front 34-29 as the second half just underway. Cats in this second half from our right to our left in their home white uniforms with the green numerals and trim. Right side Snyder. Now cross court left side for Wallace. Wallace to the top of the key. Checked off and picked up by Lichtig. Now left for Pitts. Dribble to left wing, through the lane he goes. Dishes low right side, finds Wallace, will bring it back right side. Crooker on the wing, takes the three off the front of the rim, no, and the rebound the lane looks like for the Ichabods. 34-29, Northwest Missouri State in front. Between the circles is Fisher.
Dribbles right side. Takes a long jumper over Pitts. Rims around and out. Fight for the rebound. Kozad tips it high in the air. Takes a big basket. It's controlled by the Ichabods. Riggins on the left side. Goes cross court right side. Fisher takes it to the free throw line. That's Key. Key looks right side. Now they go low with it. Look tied in the blocks on the right side. Spins on Kozad up for the jumper. Way too hard. Missed it by 2 feet. A little too hard. Pitts with the rebound for Northwest. And Justin to take it across midcourt right side. They take it to the top of the key. Accelerates through the lane. Goes left side for Wallace. Back to Pitts on the left wing. Pitts hooks the pass back left side for Wallace. Wallace gets a screen by Kozad. Free throw line left. Now back to Grant. Left baseline. Dives on North. Leans in. Shot high. Won't go. Fight for the rebound. Controlled by Kozad underneath the bucket. And a reverse layup. Up and in. He's underneath the bucket. Had to lean back out and just toss it up. And the nothing but net with his little toss. And Kozad now with 4 points in Northwest Missouri State up 36-29. Quickly the other way. Look Tiger in the block left side with the rebound after a missed shot and a foul coming up on Northwest. Kozad will pick up the foul. That'll be his second. And Doherty comes into the ballgame. Will take the place of Grant. On the baseline left, Corey Fisher to inbound for the Ichabods. It's the inbound left side for David Salock, who checked in. Cross the right side, Key. Now takes the jumper out front over Snyder off the front of the rim. No pipe for the rebound. Wallace with it inside. Alec goes to Pitts into the front court right side to the top of the key. Left side pass for Wallace into the left corner. Finds Crooker. He'll go to the left wing. Bounce pass, low left Doherty. Doherty trying to post up on North. Fires his dribble. Bounce pass out front left side for Crooker. Cross court right for Pitts near the timeline. It's a screen by Doherty. Through the lane he goes. Drives and takes the shot and hits it. Justin Pitts. Looking at where he left off in the first half. He now has 19 points. In Northwest in front 38-29. Fisher. Right side of the lane for Key. Drives into the lane. Hooks the pass out front right. Fisher open. Takes the long three. Too hard. Long rebound on the floor. Will go out of bounds and roll right to the head coach of the Ichabods, Bob Chipman, in front of the Ichabod bench. And Chipman kind of must have showed his shooting form back in his playing days. Just kind of tosses the ball to one of the officials. 38-29, Northwest Missouri State in front of Washburn. Pitts into the front court off the left side. Dribbles left wing, now up front. Puts a pass left side, Snyder sets up, watch the three, get it! And Zach Snyder becomes the all-time leader in regular season in three-point shots as he knocks down his second three. And Northwest Missouri State in front 41-29 as they lead the Ichabods. A timeout, and we'll be back to Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street, offering a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online, live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is underwritten by Taco John's of Maryville and St. Joseph, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday until midnight and Friday and Saturday until 2 a.m. More at ILoveTacoJohns.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertaler, along with their wives Polly and Rebecca, provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Northwest on a 7-0 run, and going back to the end of the first half, they've outscored the Ichabods 10-2. They lead 41-29 as they lead the Ichabods here in this quarterfinal round game of the MIAA postseason tournament in Kansas City. Northwest with their largest lead across the timeline goes House. They gave the Ichabods a boost coming off the bench in the first half. Out front, pass from Wiggins back to House on the right side. Northwest in man-to-man defense. House out front, looks on the right wing, and finds cutting through the lane to Olsaker. Back to House, behind the back with the dribble, through the lane, shot blocked away by Pitson, picked up by Doherty. Pitson with his second block of the afternoon. Only had one coming into today's game all season long. He takes it into the front court from our right to our left. Dribbles right side on Algie Key. Touch the pass out front, Snyder, long three on the way, off the front of the rim, no, rebound Doherty, one good wall, put it on the right side, shot blocked away by Salock, his 23rd of the year, and here comes the Ichabods left to right. Wiggins across the timeline to the top of the key. Down the lane he goes. Kicks it back left wing for House, guarded by Pitts. House with the dribble to the top of the key. Pulls up. Lobs it left side. Wiggins on the wing. Now, fast pass left baseline. Jumper on the way. Rims around and out. Taken and missed by Salock. Rebound Northwest. Doherty. He'll give it to Pitts. And Northwest from our right to our left with a 41-29 lead over the Ichabods. Pitts into the front court. A dribble left side. Guarded out front by Algie Keys. He reaches in, tries to steal the ball away, and a whistle coming up. And the foul here will go on Northwest and Justin Pitts after losing the dribble. Reaches in, trying to get the ball back. Will pick up his second foul. Team second in the half. Northwest Missouri State in front 41-29 as they beat Washburn. We'll be back to Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. Hy-Vee is open 24 hours and offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at northwestbearcats.com.
Support for this Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, overhead doors, storefronts, and entrances. More at 582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at maryvilleglassandlock.com.
15:51 left in the game. Northwest Missouri State in front of Washburn, 41-29. Well, I'm Matt Gorder, studio engineer Ben Dolly. I'm John Coffey. Ichabod's will inbound following the timeout right in front of us here at the scorer's table. The inbound goes to Kevin House. He'll take it out between the circles. Back to Wiggins. Spins in the lane on Wallace. Takes the jumper. Misses too hard. Rebound tipped high in the air, and it ricochets out front. Chased down by Kirkland for Northwest. Now to Wallace as Northwest goes right to left across the timeline. Dribbles left side on man-to-man defense as Wiggins picks up Wallace. Goes cross-court right side Kirkland. Connor to the top of the key. Looks right side Snyder. Back out to Connor. And Crooker, free throw line right, brings it to Doherty up front. Now to Wallace between the circles. Shot clock's at 14, 15-18 left in the game. Crooker to the right wing, will dribble to the free throw line, through the lane, drives with the left hand off the glass and good. Strong drive to the bucket for Connor. That's his first bucket of the game. Northwest in front, 43-29. Into the front court, Kevin House. Out to the top of the key for Olsaker. And almost lost the handle on it. Back to House on the left wing. Free throw line. Through the lane. Drives on. Snyder comes away with the ball inside as House lost the handle on it. And Northwest with it. On the break. Into the front court. Left side goes Pitts. Pitts to the left wing. Out top of the circle. Looks right side. Gets it to Crooker. To the right corner, Wallace. Wallace to the free throw line. Back left side. Crooker on the wing. Three on the way. Rims out too hard in line. Rebound pulled down by Salock for the Ichabods. Now to House, who pushes it to the top of the key. Passing lane. Tipped away by Pitts. Picked up by House. Down the lane right he goes. Misses the left. Rebound Doherty for Northwest. And now that goes to Pitts, who will slow things up.
And Washburn, one of their first 11 attempts in this second half.
Pitts into the front court to the top of the key. Looks left side, Wallace. Wallace, cross court right side. Snyder on the wing. Three, got it. Zach Snyder with 12 points. All coming on three-point attempts. And Northwest in front, 46-29. And a timeout by Washburn as the Ichabods take the ball into the front court. Northwest with their largest lead of 17, 14-02 left in the game. It's Northwest Missouri State 46, Washburn 29, back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Watkins True Value, located in Maryville, Nebraska City, and Red Oak. Watkins True Value provides grass seed, fertilizer, winterizer, and equipment including steel, chainsaws, trimmers, and leaf blowers. More at truevalue.com/Watkins True Value.
Northwest in front, 46-29. Matt Gorder, Northwest with a good start in this second half.
Yeah, I mean, it's a solid start. It's nothing really totally out of the ordinary. They're playing good basketball, but I think it's more Washburn shooting 1 of 11 from the field to start this second half that has got Northwest out to this big lead.
And Northwest right now on a 12-0 run. Ichabod's with it following the timeout as they go into the front court, and a whistle inside, a foul coming up on Northwest. Connor Kirker to get called for the foul. That'll be Connor's third. Thirteenth foul as well on this half. Wallace, who's at on the bench briefly, will get back into the ballgame. Quick inbound left corner. A long three put up and missed by Wilson. Fight for the rebound on the baseline. Kozak came down with it, but unfortunately was on the baseline with it as well. And Ichabod's will inbound off the left of their bucket. Kirker comes to the sideline. Wallace into the game for Northwest. 46-29, Northwest Missouri State in front. Inbound out front, left side goes to Olsaker. Cross court right side finds Turin Parker. Back out front, left side, Olsaker, the long three, knocks it down over Kozak. Second three of the game for Olsaker. 46-32, Northwest Missouri State with the lead. Wallace into the front court right side for Justin Pitts. Cross court left finds Wallace. Out between the circles. Dribbles, top of the key. Left side pass finds Pitts. Right in front of Northwest head coach Ben McComb is kneeling in front of the play. Pitts through the lane. Bounce pass right side for Anthony Woods. Up for the shot. Won't go. And a foul. This will get Woods to the free throw line. And the foul on Alex North. That'll be North's first foul. And going back to the point he made in the first half, we expected Alex North to get his points, but right now he's been held to just 2 points so far.
And then Kyle Wiggins, the other one he expected to see some scoring out of, his scoreless so far.
Woods at the line, knocks down the first free throw. Anthony now with 2 points, both coming at the free throw line. 47-32, Northwest Missouri State in front. And the second free throw is good. 48-32, Northwest opening up what was a close game at halftime. They were up 34-27 in the first half. House on the left side for Andy Wilson. Top of the key, Olsaker. Inside, whistle on a foul. And we got a foul coming up on North inside with a push on Doherty. He fell with a, or rather a push in the lane, and a foul coming up on North. Yes, Kozad, he fell to the floor there. And the foul will give the Bearcats the ball. Just the second team foul for Washburn in the second half. Ichabod's going to full court pressure after the foul. Inbound Kozad. Now Woods. He'll take it across midcourt left side. Woods out front with the dribble. Hands off to Wallace. He'll dribble between the circles and over to the left side in front of the scorer's table. House gives him some room. Ichabod's a man-to-man defense. They stayed man most of this game. Takes it to the top. Dribbles right side. Bounce pass. Low right for Woods. Back out to Wallace right of the lane. Now right wing pass for Woods. Shot clock's at 8. Guys, lane off the glass too hard. Rebound Kozad. One dribble as it stripped out of his hands. And whistle inside. This will come up on Northwest. And the foul will go on Woods. That'll be his first. Try and get the ball back. And again, that's a case where a post player in the lane probably would have been better off going right up with the shot as Grant, unfortunately, tried to go with the dribble and got slapped out of his hand.
Yeah, the one thing that time around, he was a little off balance, so he needed a way to kind of regain his balance and had to use the dribble to do that. But, yes, by bringing the ball down, it caused a turnover.
Wilson out top the key. Right side pass goes to Parker. And inside whistle. Foul. This one will go on Wallace. With some contact with Alex North cutting through the lane, and Matt will pick up his second foul.
I think Alex North's frustration at not being able to score in this game is starting to show here a little bit. Now, it helped him on that play because he got a foul call out of it, but he's playing away from the ball. A lot of contact with whoever's up against him defensively.
Pass will inbound all the way out between the circles for North. Drives on Kozad through the lane as he does. A whistle coming up on Northwest. And this will go on Woods once again. A reach in as he went by. That'll be Woods' second foul. Kirker off the bench and into the ballgame for Northwest. And Kozad will go to the sideline. 12:23 left in the game. Northwest 48, Washburn 32. Inbound into the left corner for Wiggins. Dribbles to the left wing. Now out near the jump ball circle for House. It will dribble to the right side. Low right side for North. North. Out to the top of the key for a house, and Justin Pitts fell to the floor. Looks like he may have turned an ankle.
I think it's cramps.
Okay, that
as he falls back down on the floor. And I hope it is a cramp situation, because that's something he can recover from fairly quickly.
Yeah, he grabbed back at his calf right away. So typically when you see that happen, it is a cramp. So yeah, we'll see.
And it really looks like that's what they're treating right now, is Justin's on the floor near the top of the key by the Washburn bucket.
Yeah, they're just stretching it, so it's a cramp.
He's up. He'll come off to the sideline. 48-35, Northwest Missouri State in front. 12:05 left in this game. Northwest will face full-court pressure out of the Ichabods once again. The Cats have done a good job against that pressure. Inbound goes right side for Cozad. Now back to Wallace. As Ichabod's back off, now they go into a trap as he takes him to the front court. Cross court right side for Kirker, now to Cozad. Cozad back right for Kirker, between the circles. Now front left for Wallace. Back to Cozad, or rather Kirker on the right side. Kirker with the left-handed dribble, left side Wallace. And Wallace to the free throw line, back pedals, 10 on the shot clock. Kirker now goes low left for Cozad. Cozad in a double team in the lane, goes up the shot. Will not hit the bucket, but we'll get to the free throw line as he's fouled going up for the shot. And the foul will go on Algie Key. That will be number 2 on Key. And a break in the action. 11:35 left in the game. Northwest Missouri State 48. Washburn 35. We'll be back to Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing classes in retirement and estate planning, Social Security maximization, and veterans affairs. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Bearcat Bookstore and the J.W. Jones Student Union. The bookstore supplies Bearcat apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford in Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
11:35 left in the game. Northwest opening things up in this second half. 48-35 as the Bearcats lead Washburn. Winner of this will move into the semifinals of the MIAA postseason tournament and play the winner of the game. Well, follow this one between Pittsburgh State and Lindenwood. Grant Cozad is fouled before the timeout, goes to the line to shoot two. Grant's first trip to the line this afternoon. 82% shooter on the year. And the first one runs out. That was just 4 points this afternoon. Had 6 points in the first meeting with Ichabods. We got into some early foul trouble and ended up fouling out in that first meeting.
And today they're really focusing a ton of attention on him defensively.
Second free throw by Grant off the front of the rim, and North with the rebound for the Ichabods. 48-35, Northwest in front. Pass to the top of the key. Dribbles right side. Pass pass low right. Gets it to North, spins on Cozad. As he does, he'll get called for a charge. Good job by Grant coming over to the baseline.
Yeah, he's asking how, but he used his forearm to try to create separation as he drove along the baseline, and that's exactly how.
And Cozad's done a good job on North when they've been matched up with him. We've seen Wallace on an occasion matched up against North, and between the two of them, they have really frustrated Alex North. 48-35, Northwest Missouri State in front with 11:21 left in the game. Cats again to face full-court pressure. Cozad comes into the backcourt to help out as he takes the inbound. Dribbles a couple times and hands off to Wallace as he'll take it from our right to our left across the midcourt line. Dribbles right side, hands off to Justin Pitts back out after being treated for the cramp. He'll dribble the left wing. And hooks the pass left side on the wing for Wallace. Back out and goes to Pitts, right side for Crooker. Now to Snyder. Pitts on the left. Pitts trying to get a screen by Cozad out front. Goes into the right corner. Kirker up with the left-handed three attempt. Misses off the back of the rim. Rebound tip by Snyder. High in the air on the baseline. Fight for the board. It goes out of bounds. And it'll go off of Cozad. And they're going to call Grant with a foul as well. That'll be number 3 on Cozad. That gets Doherty off the bench and into the ball game for Northwest. Just under 11 minutes left in the game. It's also the seventh team foul, so a one-and-one opportunity for Andy Wilson as he goes to the line. Wilson hit a couple of threes in the first half. He has 6 points total. A 77% shooter on the year, but he hasn't been there that often. 10 of 13 on the season. And his free throw off the front of the rim and the rebound Northwest from Kirker. Connor will take it across the midcourt line. And dribbles into a trap. Hooks the pass to Snyder left side. Now back to Connor between the circles as Northwest spreads out the offense. Kirker will dribble left side to the left wing. Out front near the jump ball circle. The pass goes to Justin Pitts. Pitts works the screen by Doherty. Through the lane he goes. Drives as he windmills and shot off the glass. It's good. Pitts with 21 points in Northwest Missouri State in front 50-35. Out front House along three off the rim left side. Rebound tipped in the lane. Controlled by House. Tries to go in the lane with a stripped out. His hands by Wallace for Northwest. And we'll get it to Pitts. He'll take her across the timeline and find Wallace. Wallace in front of us off the left side with the dribble. Cross court right side for Kirker. Now to Pitts. Out front, they get it to Doherty. Now to Wallace. As Wallace dribbles inside, whistle, and I think we're going to call a foul on Doherty trying to set a screen. Gets called for a moving screen there. That'll be his first foul. Justin Pitts' career high is 29 points. That came early in the season against William Jewell. He has 21 this afternoon. And we've got 9:53 left in this second half. Ichabod's with it across the timeline left side. Corey Fisher out to the top of the key for Olsaker. Off the right wing, they find Kyle Wiggins. Again, Wiggins has been held scoreless. Now to North, drives on Doherty to the baseline right side. As he drives, gets called for a travel violation, and the turnover gives it to Northwest.
Yeah, North has really just been trying to force the game offensively, and it's cost him a couple of offensive fouls and there a travel.
50-35, Northwest Missouri State in front. North goes to the sideline, and David Salock back into the ballgame for the Ichabods. Largest lead for Northwest, 17 points. They're up right now 50-35. Into the front court, Pitts to the top. Now free throw line. Down the lane he goes. Drives a little scoop layup with the left hand off the right side is good. They have no answer to Justin Pitts this afternoon. 52-35 Northwest. Aldi Key through the lane. Fade away from five. Good. Key with 12 points. And Northwest in front though, 52-37. Pitts into the front court off the left side in front of the scorer's table. Dribbles to the top of the key. Down the lane right. Pulls up. Cross court left side Snyder. In the left corner, Kirker. He takes the three. Off the front of the rim, no. And the rebound left side pulled away by Key for the Ichabod. He pushes across midcourt left side. Finds Fisher. Drives the baseline left side. And little runner is good by Corey Fisher. That's his first bucket of the game. 52-39 Northwest Missouri State up with 8:43 left. Pitch to the top. Drives the lane right side to the bucket. Up for the shot off the glass. No, and the rebound to Fisher and the Ichabods. On and out, the left side. Whistle, and as Wallace tried to go over to the right side, the ball knocked out of bounds, and it belonged to the Ichabods. A little bit of a collision there with Aldi Key. Ball low will belong to the Ichabods as they will inbound. And the inbound comes to Fisher. Fisher out front, Olsaker. Now looks low for Key. Spins past Snyder. Shot won't go as Kozad back into the ballgame. Comes up with the rebound. Seeing the Ichabods begin to force things on their shots. They're trailing Northwest 52-39. Wallace into the front court left side. Dribbles to the left wing. Out front Kozad. Looks right for Pitts. He'll set up the offense. Dribbles left. Now back right side. Hands off to Kirker. He'll bring it out front. Now drives the lane right side. Bounce pass to Kozak. Cutting through the lane. Ball slapped out of his hands. Out of bounds. It belonged to Northwest with 11 seconds on the shot clock. 8:01 left in the game. Northwest 52. Washburn 39. Inbound left side for Kozad. Dribbles into the lane. Into a double team. Stripped out of his hands. Ball will roll out of bounds. But we've got a foul called as well. This should get Kozad to the free throw line. A reach in by Corey Fisher. That'll be number three on Fisher. That's actually just the fifth team foul on Washburn. So Northwest will have the ball coming out of a timeout. 7:55 left in the game. Northwest 52. Washburn 39. Back to the Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City. Right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Remington Nature Center in St. Joseph, featuring a life-size replica of a woolly mammoth, a 7,000-gallon aquarium, the outdoor river walk, and their newest display, Water's Journey. More at stjonaturecenter.info.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
7:55 left in this quarterfinal round game of the MIAA postseason tournament. Northwest in front of Washburn, 52-39. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Quick inbound off the right side, a bounce pass to Grant Kozander, who's in the low post off the right side, has an easy shot off the glass, and Northwest Missouri State in front 54-39. Out front left at the elbow, driving the lane left is Olsaker, drives and banks in and hits it. Olsaker with 11 points, Northwest in front 54-41. Crooker into the front court right side on Wiggins. Drives to the free throw line left to the left wing with the dribble. Now pushes the pass out front left side for Pitts. Guarded by Key. Takes it out front. Looks left side for Snyder. Snyder slips just a little bit. Keeps the dribble. Now they go across court right side. Crooker. Crooker with a screen by Kozad. Tries to go back to Kozad. The pass is stolen by Wiggins. And here comes Dick Bob's on the break. Wiggins to the bucket. Lays it up. And in. So the turnover results in a bucket for Kyle Wiggins, his first of the game, 54-43, Northwest Missouri State in front.
You know, Wiggins and North combined to average 26 points a game, and with that bucket by Wiggins, the two of them combined today with just 4 points.
Down the lane right side, Wallace goes, pulls the dribble up the dribble, guarded by Fisher, and a timeout's been called by Northwest. Coach Ben McCollum not liking the intensity of the Cats right at the moment, as the Ichabods have outscored Northwest 6-2 over the last few possessions. A timeout by Northwest. Cats up 54-43, 6:46 left of the game. Back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Brown Shoe Fit in Maryville. Located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers work boots from Red Wing, Timberland, King, and Doc Marten, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641.
The Ichabods have cut what was a 17-point lead down to 11, especially right now on an 8-2 run against Northwest. Cats will inbound with 6:48 left in a 54-43 lead. Throws that out between the circles, gets it to Justin Pitts. As he backpedals near the timeline, as the Cats spread out the offense a bit. Pitts through the lane, will dribble out of the lane. Bounce pass baseline right for Wallace. He'll take it to the right corner. Three on the shot clock. Fadeaway jumper, got it. Three-pointer for Matt Wallace. Knocks down the three as the shot clock winding down. His 10th three-pointer of the season. Northwest in front, 57-43. Senior having a heck of a game this afternoon. Fisher out between the circles, guarded by Pitts, goes right wing, Wiggins. And Wiggins with the dribble sets up, wants the long three at the left hand, barely grazes the rim, ball on the baseline, out of bounds. And they're going to say it didn't touch the rim, so 14 seconds still on the shot clock for the Ichabods as they will inbound. 6:08 left in the game, Northwest in front, 57-43. Into the right corner, Wiggins off the inbound. Dribble to the right wing, right corner pass, finds Salock. Now to Wiggins. Five on the shot clock. Wiggins with the ball fake up with a shot. Leans in. Misses the shot. But it was on a foul. And this will get Wiggins to the free throw line. Wallace will pick up the foul. That'll be number three on Matt. Kyle Wiggins to the line for the first time today. A 77% shooter on the season. Guess they're a lot. 96 of 124 on the year. I think the official's trying to decide whether it's a two or a 3-point shot.
So they'll come over to the monitor.
Yeah, most likely it was probably a two because he tried to create the contact by stepping toward Matt Wallace and was right behind the line. So he stepped back to do the fake and then stepped forward and his toe was on the line. So it was just a two-point attempt. They're going to look at it again to be sure, but we saw the replay the first time around and it is just going to be a two. They get a different angle. I can't really tell by that angle, but that first angle showed it.
Yeah,
you can
tell
see his
right
toe
there.
Right there on the line.
The two officials have looked at it. Now they will come out, and it's going to be a two-shot foul.
Yeah, that's the right call.
One thing about our location here courtside, we're right next to where that monitor is. We had as good a look as anybody.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. Usually we're well away from it. It's hard to tell, but it's a pretty good view from right here.
57-43, Northwest Missouri State in front of Washburn. Wiggins to the line. He's been held to 2 points so far today. He had 23 against Northwest in the first meeting. Senior out of Leavenworth, Kansas, puts up the first free throw and rims out. Washburn hasn't exactly helped themselves at the free throw line this afternoon. Second free throw is good. And now 57-44 game, Northwest Missouri State in front. Washburn shooting just 64% from the line this afternoon, 9-14. Pitts into the front court for the Caps. Looks on the left wing for Connor Kirker. He brings it up front. Now back left side. Gets it to Snyder. Low left with the pass for Kozad. Turns, faces the bucket, takes the jumper, knocks it down as he puts it up and in over David Salock from 7 feet out. Kozad with 8 points. Northwest Missouri State up 59-44 by 32 left in the game. Key down the lane, right side drives as he does. Reach in foul coming up on Northwest. And the foul goes on Connor Kirker. That'll be number four on Connor. And that gets Anthony Woods off the bench and getting ready to check in. Key with 12 points. 12-1 at the free throw line this afternoon. And the first of two rims out. Now he's a struggler to the line this year. 56% shooter on the year. Has 12 points so far today. Had 18 against Northwest in the first meeting. Takes a deep breath. Three dribbles. Spins the ball and it's free throw. On the way, rims out. And the rebound Woods for Northwest. 59-44, Northwest in front with 5:22 left in the game. Into the front court, Pitts. Dribbles right side. Trying to work a screen by Kozad. Cross court left side pass for Snyder to the left wing, Woods. And Woods with the dribble to the free throw line. Picks the pass left corner, Snyder. Three on the way, too hard. And the rebound, Ichabod's, as Andy Wilson comes down with the board. And on the transition, key to the left baseline, brings it back left side for House. On cross-court right side pass, gets it to Olsecker, takes it through the lane, up for the shot, and in. So Olsecker, with 13 points, makes it 59-46 Northwest lead. Woods through the top of the, goes through the a double team into the front court. Now out front for Pitts. Pitts to dribble left side, Northwest trying to run some clock here, 4.5 minutes left in the game, and a 59-46 lead over Washburn. Gets to the right wing, to the free throw line, dribbles through traffic, back out between the circles. Looks over at Bearcat head coach Ben McComb. Shot clock's down to 7. Pitts crossover dribble through the lane and drives, lays it up, misses the shot, and the rebound inside pulled away by North for the Ichabods. Out of House to the top of the key, right side key. Finds Olsaker on the wing. He'll drive through the lane. A left-handed push layup won't go. Rebound tipped by Kozad, loose in the lane, and a whistle and a foul coming up.
I think we got a technical foul.
I think so. I think it's going to go on Olsaker, I believe. Boy, it's a quick whistle by the official. So this one coming up on the Ichabods.
The official said unsportsmanlike conduct was the reason for the technical.
So we've got a timeout as well. So breaking the action with 3:59 left in this game. Northwest Missouri State 59, Washburn 46. We'll be back right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville, offering MyChart, an online resource for patients to access personal health information. More about St. Francis Hospital and Health Services online at stfrancismaryville.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest alumni Vinny Vaccaro and Trish Herzog, Vaccaro and Herzog REMAX First Choice. Specializing in residential real estate in the Kansas City metropolitan area, more at VaccaroHerzog.com or at 816-806-7777.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Back at Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City with Matt Gorder. I'm John Coffey, our studio engineer today, Ben Nulli. Northwest in front, 59-46. As we lead the Washburn Ichabods in a quarterfinal round game of the MIAA postseason tournament. That last technical called against Christian Olsaker. And this will send Connor Kirker to the free throw line. Connor has 2 points this afternoon. Second team all MIAA performer as he will toe the line all by himself.
And they just showed the replay here. And after that, I think Olsaker felt like he had gotten fouled by Anthony Woods. And he looked right at the official and said something. And that's right when that whistle was blown. So magic words from Christian Olsaker.
Kirker hits the first free throw, misses the second. And Northwest will have the ball with 3:59 left and a 60-46 lead over Washburn. Very impressive second half for Northwest after a close first half. Inbound comes to Kozad. Ball nearly knocked out of his hands by Salock. Now back to Kirker, and Kirker will take it across midcourt. Right between the jump ball circle. And looks left side for Anthony Woods. Woods will double to the free throw line and drives, finds Wallace in the right corner, brings it back out front for Kirker. Nicholas trying to run some clock with 3:39 left in the game. Kirker looks on the right side for Wallace. And Wallace pulls up, looks right wing for Woods. A little bit of contact with Kyle Wiggins. Now right side for Kirker. Kirker at the free throw line right, takes the jumper short. Kozad trying to clear the rebound, stripped out of his hands, picked up by House for the Ichabods, and he'll push it left to right to the top of the key. And get it to Wiggins. Crossover dribble, dribbles right side. Checked off by Schneider. Out of House, through the lane. Right baseline, gets the pass, and never put up. Nothing but net taken, and hit by Salock. And he's got 4 points, 60-48. Northwest up with 3:02 left in the game. Wallace expires the dribble in the backcourt. Woods comes over to help out, and we'll take it into the front court. There's a bump as well, and now we've got a foul coming up, and they're going to give this one on Northwest.
10-second call.
10-second call instead. So a 10-second call coming up, and that turnover will give it to the Ichabods. Anthony Woods comes over to the sideline as Crooker back into the game for Northwest. Wiggins to the top of the key. Now through the lane, reach in and a foul. Ball is trying to go for the steal. I think we're going to call for the foul here as well. As he reached in, commits his fourth foul. This gets Wiggins back to the free throw line. And Kyle to shoot two with 2:49 left in the game. Left-handed shooter, and his first one rolls in. 4 points now for Kyle Wiggins. Averages 15 a game. Algie Key to come in, and Alex North to the sideline for Washburn. Wiggins trying to make it a 10-point game as he toes the line. And his free throw rims out, and the rebound, Wallace and Northwest. Again, Washburn struggling at the free throw line this afternoon. Pitts chased in a double team, gets the pass into the front court, over Kozad's head, and picked up by Wallace. And here comes Washburn through the lane. Wiggins a collision in the lane, and this will get Wiggins back to the line. So 2:35 left. This foul on Justin Pitts. That'll be number three on Pitts. And back to the line goes Kyle Wiggins, the 6'3 senior out of Leavenworth, Kansas.
Bearcats opening the door a little bit here for Washburn.
Wiggins trying to cut it to single digits. Free throw on the way. Good. hits the first, makes it a 10-point game, 60-50. He'll have one more free throw. Key in, and Wilson to the sideline for Washburn. So this game tightening up a bit with 2:35 left. Second free throw too hard, and Crooker with the rebound once again for Northwest. Cats fortunate that Washburn's struggling a bit at the line. Justin Pitts will take him in the front court left side. Trying to dribble away from a double team out near the timeline. Expires his dribble, and he's coming to come over and help out. Instead, gets a timeout called. So Northwest stops the clock with 2:23 left in the game. Northwest 60, Washburn 50. We'll be back right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Rapid Refill in downtown Maryville, supplying ink and toner for Brother, Canon, HP, and many other printers. Rapid Refill also provides printing services, repairs, and sales for businesses and consumers. More at 562-4657.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential and commercial customers with sales, service, and installation of TVs and home theaters, as well as paging and security systems. More information is available at nwav.com.
2:23 left in the game with Matt Gorder. I'm John Coffey. Northwest in front by 10, 60-50 as they lead the Washburn Ichabods. But, Matt, you have to hand it to Washburn. They were down by 17 in this game and coming back and making a contest out of it.
Yeah, they forced a few turnovers here in the last couple of minutes and gotten Northwest into some foul calls, and that's what's allowed them to at least keep battling in this game.
Northwest with the inbound pulling the timeout. It comes from Wallace to Kozad out front, who's bumped from behind as Algie commits the foul. Probably number three on Algie. Stops the clock with 2:18 left. Okay, Northwest up by 10, 60-50. And this will get Kozad to the line. Grant 0-2 from there this afternoon. On the season, an 82% shooter. North end and key to the bench for the Ichabods. Also into the game, Andy Wilson. And will take the place of Salock. Actually, key staying out on the floor for the Ichabods. Kozad to the line. 2:18 left in the game as he sights, shoots, and hits. 11-point Northwest lead, 61-50 with 2:18 left. And the second one good. So two big free throws by Kozad. Back to a 12-point lead for Northwest. 2:17 left. Key goes left side. And gets it to House. Drives the lane. Baseline right back to Key. And he drives and hits the shot off the glass. Key with 14 points. Full court pressure. And inbound comes to Kozad. Northwest up by 10. 62-52. Kozad still in the backcourt. Lobs the pass to Pitts. He'll take in the front court from our left to our right. Gets into a double team. Finds Snyder left wing. Out front finds Kirker. Connor on the right side. Out of a double team near the timeline. Is fouled. And no, they're going to call a travel violation instead. A travel coming up on Crooker, and the turnover gives it to the Ichabods. So Connor trying to get that pass out of a double team. Gets called for the travel before cut the pass away. And a chance to cut the lead down to 8 or 7. This trip down to 3 on the way by Wiggins. Rims around and out, and the rebound Northwest as Crooker comes out with the rebound and gives it up to Wallace with 1:40 left. Now to Snyder. They get into the front court right side for Crooker. Pushes it through the lane. Bounce pass left side for Kozad. Up with a shot. Whistle and a foul as players fall underneath the bucket. And for Grant, he'll get up and go to the free throw line. Trying to add to a Bearcat 10-point lead here with 1:34 left in the game. North gets called for the foul. That'll be number 4 on Alex. And Kozad, the 6'8 senior of Kearney, Missouri, getting ready to go back to the free throw line. In double figures with 10. Just hit two big free throws and a chance to do the same. A knee bend, free throw on the way. Good. 63-52, Northwest in front of Washburn. Kozad with the second free throw. And he hits both. 64-52. Northwest up. 1:34 left in the game. House pushes it to the top of the key. Drives the lane right side. Leans in. Shot off glass. And good as he drives on Justin Pitts for Kevin House. But 5 points. Timeout by the Ichabods. 1:26 left in the game. Still a 10-point contest. Northwest 64. Washburn 54. We'll be back right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point in Maryville, an assisted living community that offers residents help with medications, meals, personal care, and more. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com. Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. Mazingo Lake offers outdoor recreation activities such as boating, fishing, hiking, and equestrian trails. More information about Mazingo at mazingolake.com.
64-54, Northwest Missouri State in front of Washburn with 1:26 left in the game. Hey, what? Washburn just hanging close here.
Yeah, they're hanging close, but, you know, the way Northwest is playing defensively, that's where they're winning the game today. So, really have to still feel pretty comfortable up by 10 with 1:26 to go. If the Bearcats can knock down free throws down the stretch in this one, because they're going to get a few more opportunities, that will be the key from here on out to win this one for Northwest.
And for Northwest at the free throw line, 9 of 13 in this game. Northwest to face full court pressure. Wallace will inbound as Northwest going from our right to our left in this second half. It's man-to-man pressure out of the Ichabods. Wallace runs the baseline, gets the inbound on the right side for Kirker, who's immediately fouled by Algie Keith. And Connor will go to the other end to shoot free throws with 1:25 left. Ninth team foul. So a 1-1 coming up for Connor Kirker. Connor, an 85% shooter this season at the line. Pitts goes to the sideline, and Anthony Woods back into the game for the Cats. Connor, 1 of 2 at the line this afternoon, 3 points total. And the front end of the 1-1 off the front of the rim, and the rebound pulled down by North for the Ichabods. Out of house to the top of Key. Right side, driving to the bucket, laying it up, and in off that right side was Key. And now, inbound, Kirker takes it to Woods. Woods on the right side, finds Snyder. And as Snyder heads on to the right, a reach-in foul, and this will get Snyder to the free throw line. Foul coming up on Kyle Wiggins. That'll be Wiggins' third. So Snyder goes to the line to shoot two. That's the 10th team foul on the Ichabods. Kyle's first trip to the line today. Good free throw shooter at 86%. 6'7 sophomore, Prairie Village, Kansas. Free throw rims out. Now Northwest struggling a bit at the line. 64-56, Northwest Missouri State in front with a 108 left in the game. Second free throw, and that one's good. 13 points for Kyle. 65-56, Northwest up with 106 left. Down the lane, left side, driving House, a foul. Shot rims out, and this will get House to the free throw line. Anthony Woods will get called for the foul. That'll be number 3 on Woods. Just Justin Pitts back into the ball game for Northwest. 65-56, Northwest Missouri State holding on to the lead. Kevin House will go to the line where he has 3 of 4 this afternoon. And the front end of 2 is good. House, one of the better free throw shooters for the Ichabods at 86% on the season. Woods to the bench, puts into the ballgame. 65-57, Northwest in front with 103 left. They've led most of this ballgame. The Ichabods had a 1-point lead midway through the first half. Second free throw by House is good. And off the full court pressure, inbound to Pitts, who's immediately fouled by Wiggins. And Justin will go to the other end to shoot free throws with 1:02 left. And Northwest holding on to a 65-58 lead. Justin just races down the floor to set up for his free throw attempt. Justin with 23 points this afternoon, had 17 of those in the first half. First free throw good by Justin. 66-58 Northwest with the lead. Justin all by himself at the free throw line with Ichabods along the line to get the rebound, which they don't have an opportunity to do as Justin hits both free throws. Go to the sideline, Woods back into the ballgame. So Cats on defense here with Wallace, Woods, Kozad, Snyder, and Kirker. Into the front court House to the top of the key with a minute left. He drives through the lane. Little runner on the left side, misses it. Rebound out of Kozad's hands, but it's picked up by Wallace underneath the Ichabod bucket, and a foul coming up. And the foul will be on Kevin House. That'll be his second. And we'll go to the other end to shoot more free throws. This with 52.2 seconds left. Northwest up 67
58. And Matt Wallace will go to the line. Matt, a 71% shooter this season. His first trip to the line. Matt has 11 points. Hit a three in this second half. Now knocks down the first free throw. 68-58, back to a 10-point game. 52.2 seconds left. And the second free throw by Wallace on the way. Rims around and out. And the rebound comes to the Ichabods. North, long three on the left wing. Knocks it down. Big three by Alex North. Makes it a 68-61 game. Northwest Missouri State up by seven. A quick foul by Wiggins as the inbound comes to Woods. And Woods will go to the other end to shoot free throws for the Bearcats. If you're Washburn, this is the guy you want to see at the free throw line, statistically anyway. Woods just a 43% shooter this season, but he's 3 of 4 from the line this afternoon. 44.7 seconds left. Northwest up by 7, 68-61.
Well, I tell you, if you just said Wiggins would finish with the same amount of fouls as he had points in this ball game, you'd take it. I wouldn't have believed you, but rough day offensively for Kyle Wiggins.
Picks up his fifth foul. Woods at the free throw line misses the free throw. We'll have another opportunity. Cats not helping themselves out of the line down the stretch. 7-point Bearcat lead, 68-61. Second free throw by Anthony is good. 69-61. Northwest with 44 seconds left. On the left side, Wilson, a long three, misses a long rebound. Right side, pulled down by Fisher, back out. Wilson, top the key three, rims out right. Snyder clears the rebound for Northwest, and he's immediately fouled in the right corner. Now go to the other end to shoot free throws, now with 33.3 seconds left, as Kevin House commits the foul, his third. 69-61, Northwest Missouri State in front. Snyder at the line to shoot two. Snyder, 1 of 2 at the free throw line this afternoon. And the first one good. 14 points for Zach. 70-61 Northwest. Vance Wentz getting set to check into the game. Snyder knocks down the second. He goes to the sideline. Wentz, who came into the ballgame, just tossed his warm-up top to Kyle. Didn't see it. Goes past him. Now they get off to the side. And now Northwest applying a little pressure off the inbound. It comes into House. With 33 seconds left. House pushes it to the top of the key. Hands off to North. Bobbles it. Picks it up. A long three between the circles. Rims out. Fight for the rebound. Tip Kirker comes up with it for Northwest. Races it across midcourt with 23 seconds left. Lobs it into the right corner for Wentz. Back out to Kirker right side. Now between the circles for Wallace. He'll hold it with 16 seconds left. And the Ichabods backing off on defense will allow Northwest to run out the clock here as the Bearcats will move into the semifinals of the MIAA postseason tournament with this win over Washburn. Wallace to dribble it out with 3 seconds left. Just dribbles to the right wing. And that will be it. Northwest Missouri State avenges a loss to the Ichabods earlier this season at Bearcat Arena. The Cats in the quarterfinals of the MIAA postseason tournament defeat Washburn this afternoon by 10, 71-61. We need to take a timeout before we go to our postgame activities. We'll be back right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As a United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More at 562-7562 or MarryvilleMoRealEstate.net.
Support for the Bearcats comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Back at Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City, the site of MIAA postseason tournament, Northwest Missouri State with a 10-point win over Washburn, 71-61. With Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. And Matt, things got a little closer down the stretch than perhaps you would have liked, but Northwest coming up with a double-digit win.
Yeah, a few turnovers late in the game. What hurt Northwest when Washburn kind of stepped up the pressure, defensively got into the full court press, maybe made it a little closer than we expected it to be, but the important thing is the Bearcat victory, which they were eventually able to get by double digits.
71-61 as Northwest comes up with the win. They improved to 23-5 on the season. Washburn closes out their year at 500 at 16-16. Northwest now 3-0 against the Ichabods in MIAA tournament play in Kansas City. They've had some dandies in the first two matchups. One of those I know in the championship game in the tournament back a number of years ago. But here in the quarterfinals today, Northwest with a 10-point win, 71-61 over Washburn. We'll be back and begin our postgame right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Chad, Jesse, and Johnny offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. And from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Ollinger of Mound City. Support also comes from the Remington Nature Center in St. Joseph, featuring a life-size replica of a woolly mammoth, a 7,000-gallon aquarium, the Outdoor Riverwalk, and their newest display, Water's Journey. More at stjoenaturecenter.info. Also from Nottoway County Economic Development, promoting the community, supporting business development, and growing community opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, more at maryvillemo.org.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. And from Brown Shoe Fit in Maryville, located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers athletic shoes from Nike, Brooks, Asics, and New Balance, as well as fashion boots for women and work boots. More at 660-582-4641. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce Twaddle and Brian Biertaler, along with their wives, Polly and Rebecca, provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com. Also from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As a United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More information available at 562-7562 or MaryvilleMoRealEstate.net.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors.
Back at Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City, Northwest Missouri State with the 71-61 win over Washburn as the Northwest wins their quarterfinal round matchup of the MIAA postseason tournament. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Northwest led for all but 1 minute and 30 seconds of this game today, as the Ichabods had a one-point lead briefly, but Northwest had led most of the way. They were up at halftime 34-27, and a 12-0 run early in the second half really opened things up for Northwest.
Well, the biggest factor today is Northwest holding the top two scorers for Washburn down. Kyle Wiggins and Alex North came into the game, combined averaging 26 points a game. Today, combined, scored 10. That's a lot of points to try to make up. Now, they did have a good game out of Algie Key that we thought if he had a good game, the Northwest would really be in trouble today. But that's also assuming that Wiggins and North were going to be there like we anticipated they would be. And get a few extra points maybe out of Christian Allsaker. He came in just averaging 6.5 a game. But like I said, still 16 points difference, a lot to make up for when your top two scorers just aren't there. And you got to credit Northwest defense for doing that today.
Yeah, I think we saw in the second half, as the second half went on, that both Wiggins and North really got frustrated out there offensively.
Yeah, I think mainly North may be more frustrated than Wiggins. It cost him a couple of offensive fouls and a key turnover in the second half. And you knew Wiggins was frustrated as well, but I think it was a little more costly for North, his frustration level today.
And for Northwest, getting good performances out of Zach Snyder, especially in the first half and early into the second half. Grant Kozad ends up with 12 points, but what a game by the freshman Justin Pitts.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and usually you look for your big-time players in a big-time atmosphere like that, and Northwest was able to do that today with Pitts.
Pitts had 17 points at the end of the first half, ends up with 25 on the game, and the Bearcats come up with a win, 71-61, as they defeat Washburn. We'll be back, have the extra effort award for you more in our postgame right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. And from Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or pittsautobody.com. And from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com. Also from Oak Point in Maryville, an assisted living community that offers residents help with medications, meals, personal care, and more. More at 660-562-2799 or oakpointmaryville.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Bearcat Nation. And from Rapid Refill in downtown Maryville, supplying ink and toner for Brother, Canon, HP, and other printers. Rapid Refill also provides printing services, repairs, and sales for businesses and consumers. More at 562-4657. Support also comes from KFC, located on South Main across from Walmart in Maryville. KFC supplies Bearcat fans with chicken buckets and sides for tailgating. KFC also offers their buffet that is open from 10:30 a.m. until 8:30 p.m. daily. Also from the Bearcat Bookstore and the J.W. Jones Student Union, the bookstore supplies Bearcat apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors.
And welcome back to Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City with Matt Gorder. I'm John Coffey. Northwest Missouri State with a 71-61 win as they defeat Washburn this afternoon in the quarterfinals of the MIAA postseason tournament. And time for our extra effort award. And Matt, I think you really have to look at the player we were talking about just a little bit earlier, in Justin Pitts, on the job he did this afternoon.
Yeah, and when you talk extra effort, you talk about a freshman getting into an atmosphere like this. Sometimes it can potentially be overwhelming, but for Justin Pitts, just like he has in most situations this year, stepped in and just took it as it went. Played his game, almost at a career high today, and a great performance leading the team by Justin Pitts.
You know, another guy that you can kind of look at, too, if that's the case, Matt Wallace. He ends up with 12 points and did a heck of a job defensively out there today, too.
Well, I think the key for him early offensively, hitting some shots. They were backing off on him defensively, and when he hit some shots, that forced them to defend him, which opened up some other guys eventually as well. So I think he's always going to be there defensively. You know that. But his importance today, I think, came on the offensive end.
And for Northwest, a 71-61 win over Washburn. When we come back, we'll hear from assistant coach Austin Myers. He'll be joining us on our post game. That's coming up right after this time out on the Bearcat Radio Network. Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Northwest alumni Vinny Vaccaro and Trish Herzog of Vaccaro and Herzog, REMAX First Choice. Vaccaro and Herzog specialize in residential real estate in the Kansas City metropolitan area. More at VaccaroHerzog.com or at 816-806-7777. And from City of Maryville, home of Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. The park provides residents and visitors with an 18-hole golf course and a 9-hole junior course coming in the spring of 2015. More on Mazingo's golf offerings at MazingoLake.com. Support also comes from Jock's Niche Sporting Goods at 1st and Main in Maryville. Jock's Niche offers Bearcat sportswear from Adidas and Ping, as well as performance wear and apparel from Nike and Under Armour. More at jocksnitch.com. Also from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, overhead doors, storefronts, and entrances. More at 582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at maryvilleglassandlock.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential and commercial customers with sales, service, and installation of TVs and home theaters, as well as paging and security systems. More information is available at nwav.com. And from McDonald's in Maryville, McDonald's is a proud partner of Bearcat Athletics and is open 24 hours. Located on South Main Street, McDonald's late-night menu offers limited breakfast and dinner items from midnight to 4 a.m. McDonald's, I'm loving it. Support also comes from Nucor LNP in Maryville, producing steel parts that are used in agriculture, oil production, and the auto industry. Nucor would like to remind you not to text and drive. Don't let your last text be your last words. More at Nucor.com. And from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More at 660-562-0300.
The Bearcat Postgame Show. Postgame Show. Supported by Championship Motors.
Back in Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City, Northwest with the win, 71-61 over Washburn. Joined now by Assistant Coach Austin Meyer on our postgame as Head Coach Ben McCollum is in a postgame media conference downstairs here in the bowels of Municipal Auditorium. Austin, good win for your team. Jumped out to an early lead, and Washburn came back down the stretch. Made it a little bit tighter than you would like at the end, but still, a win's a win.
Yeah, you're going to take any win you can get, especially, you know, come March. We talked about before the game. You know, seeds don't matter. You know, it doesn't matter at this point in the year what seed you are. And, you know, you talked to a lot of friends and said, yeah, we'll come watch you on Saturday. You know, it's like, well, we got a pretty dang big game on Thursday first. So, yeah, you can't look ahead. You got to take it one game at a time. Obviously, you know, Washburn having beaten us in the regular season at our place, you know, maybe that gave us a little more hunger to get them. But we weren't very good. We were good defensively the first half, but just from a focus standpoint, offensively and rebounding, we weren't very good. But we were able to kind of chip away and make some things happen the second half.
Nice hands, by the way, as the basketball coming rolling over from Pitt State's warming up. So still got it there, Austin.
Yeah, something like that.
I thought a big key there in the second half was early in the half when Northwest was able to get a 12-0 run on Washburn and kind of took control of things at that point.
Yeah, we had a good spurt there. And, you know, we're a team that's capable of that, putting some runs together, you know, offensively when we're really locked in and we're, you know, making plays. Justin was in attack mode. You know, when he's in attack mode, there's not really much you can do. He was really good for us all night, especially offensively. But, yeah, that run was huge. It kind of separated a little bit. And then, obviously, you know, they got it fairly close there late, but we were able to, you know, eventually make some free throws. You know, I know we missed quite a few there down the stretch, but, you know, we'll take it.
Yeah, Washburn missed a few of their own, too, yep, to help out.
Yeah, definitely. They missed quite a few, and that helped us.
One thing we talked about during the broadcast as well, just the job defensively that you're able to do on two of their leading scorers in Kyle Wiggins and Alex North. That just really looked from our vantage point that you frustrated both of those players out there.
Yeah, we did a good job. You know, we were a little worried when we went. They went pretty small there in the second half at one point, and we tried to go small and counter it. But, you know, North's pretty tough because he's, you know, he's strong and physical. He can post smaller guys, and then a bigger guy gets on him, he's capable of driving and shooting over you. So definitely a tough matchup, and we did a good job on Wiggins as well. You know, they the first game we played him, and we've seen a lot on film, is, you know, they really want to refuse ball screens. So anytime somebody comes up and sets a ball screen, rather than come off the ball screen, they really like to go the opposite direction, get in guts, and make you rotate. And we did an excellent job. That was one of our main focuses. Do not let them refuse ball screens. And you know, we'll have to look back on film, but I don't remember them refusing very many, if any.
Also, I thought a key in the game, too, especially in the first half, was Matt Wallace. They were giving Matt a little bit of room, and he was able to get some open shots, and he hit those. When they were trying to play so tight inside on Grant and some other players, but Wallace had some opportunities, and he'll keep you in the ballgame then.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, when they switch some stuff and do some different things that, you know, he's been really good all year of just, you know, he knows who the shooters are and who needs to be shooting the ball. But he's gotten a lot better himself. And yeah, today he got into his spots where he shoots a pretty good percentage and was able to hit that pull up and kind of keep the defense honest. And then, you know, down the stretch, he was still making plays. For, I think he ended up with 9 assists. So just kind of a typical Matt Wallace day. You know, he had 6 rebounds as well. And you know, there's no stat for how good a defense he plays every single night out. So,
yeah, he just seems to just frustrate the whoever he's guarding out there to the point where you can just see the frustration on their face out there.
Yeah, definitely. He, you know, we can put him on their other team's best player. He gets a lot of loose balls, gets his hand on balls and rips and just little things that you may not notice or that show up in the box score. But, yeah, he's been really good for us.
Well, you pick up a regular season championship on Saturday and a big win over Central Missouri, but you turn around, come back here in the quarterfinals, and pick up a big win here today against Washburn.
Yeah, definitely. And we were, you know, Coach was on him right away in that practice after the first practice back after Saturday. You know, everybody's still, you know, congratulations, you know, which is great and everything, but it's over. You know, that you don't they don't give you a 7-point lead or 10-point lead because you won the conference title. You know, it's a new season, and we came out a little lackadaisical offensively, and hopefully that was just, you know, being in a different setting that not everybody's familiar with, and obviously they're playing here too, but hopefully we get a little more rhythm going into Saturday's game.
They play Saturday at noon in the semifinals against the winner of the game coming up in front of us here between Pittsburgh State and Lindenwood. Pitt State, the five seed, Lindenwood, the four seed, and Gorilla's a team that perhaps feel like might let one get away down at Pitt State the first time around with Northwest down there, but you look at a Lindenwood team that you beat a couple times, so it really ought to be a heck of a matchup coming up regardless who comes out of that for Saturday's game.
Yeah, this should be a good game here. Lindenwood, obviously, they shoot the three well, and they shoot a lot of them, and Pitt State's good at getting out in transition and running their ball screen offense. It should be a great game, and we'll scout both sides of it, and then we'll watch film, and we'll be ready to go for whoever it is on Saturday.
All right, well, Austin, thanks a lot for being with us.
All right, thanks, John.
And that's Austin Meyer, assistant coach for the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, as the Bearcats pick up a 71-61 win over Washburn this afternoon at Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City in the quarterfinals of the MIAA postseason tournament. We're back and wrap things up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Southpaw's Veterinary Clinic in Maryville, offering medical, surgical, and dental care for small breed pets. Southpaw's encourages responsible pet ownership and preventative health care. More at 660-582-7387. And from MTE Office Center, with locations in Maryville and Cameron, providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies since 1935. MTE Office Center at 216 East 3rd in Maryville and 524 North Walnut in Cameron. Support also comes from Maryville State Farm Insurance agents Carrie Myers and Kevin Neal, providing insurance and financial services at 121 West Lincoln and directly behind Applebee's at 305 Larry Lane. More at 562-3882 or 582-3512. Also from Bram Denfeldt Funeral Home in Maryville. Director Jeff Bram provides families with pre-arrangements, burial, and cremation services. More information is available at bramfuneralhome.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Northwest Medical Center in Albany. Northwest Medical Center offers inpatient, outpatient, home health, and emergency services with clinics in Albany, Stanbury, and Grant City. More at northwestmedicalcenter.org. And from A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G provides a sit-down menu, banquet rooms, and catering. More information is at 660-582-4421 or at agrestaurant.com. Support also comes from Bittersweet Floral and Gifts at First and Main in Maryville, offering floral arrangements for all occasions, scrapbook supplies, silk arrangements, soaps, and gifts. More at bittersweetfloral.com or 660-582-5700. Also from the Store of Colors at First and Main in Maryville and on the North Belt Highway in St. Joseph. The Store of Colors supplies Benjamin Moore paint, flooring, window treatments, framing, and painting supplies. More at storeofcolors.com.
You might get a few free throws, but everything else in our house is going to cost you. Bearcat Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Back in Kansas City at Municipal Auditorium, Northwest with the win over Washburn this afternoon, 71-61. Some of the stats quickly here as you look at Northwest shooting 49% from the field. They were 9 of 19 from three-point range, 47%, and 67% at the free throw line, 16 of 24. Both teams struggled to the line this afternoon. Washburn shooting 59% at the free throw line, 13 of 22. Ichabod shooting 35% for the game and 6 of 21 from three-point range. Northwest out-rebounded Washburn 37-34. And Matt, I think that's another one of the keys. Ichabod's a good rebounding team, and Northwest able to out-rebound them today.
Yeah, I mean, that the defensive end of the floor, defensive rebounding, the big area where Northwest won this game today for sure.
31 defensive boards for Northwest on the afternoon. And for the Cats, four players in double figures, led by Justin Pitts with 25 points. 15 points for Zach Snyder. Zach was 4-7 on three-pointers today. And you look at Justin Pitts, he was 4-5 from three-point range. Matt Wallace with 12 points and 12 points for Grant Kozad. Kozad also had a team-high 7 rebounds for the day as well. And for Washburn, they had three players in double figures, paced by Algie Key with 16, and then 11 points for Christian Olsaker. And then Kevin House had 10 points, double figure scores for the Ichabod. So overall, a good win for the Northwest men this afternoon, and look ahead. They going to the semifinals on Saturday at noon as they face the winner of this Pittsburgh State Lindenwood game.
Yeah, and, you know, at this time of year, once you get past the regular season, every win's a good win. I mean, even though Northwest would still get to play on after this week, no matter what happened this weekend, they still really want to get this MIAA tournament championship.
The rest of the bracket besides Pitt State and Lindenwood this afternoon, the evening session tonight will have at 6 o'clock of the number 2 seed Central Missouri Mules facing Central Oklahoma. Then the final game of the evening will have Nebraska Kearney facing Missouri Southern. So some pretty good matchups left to come here today in this quarterfinal round day at Municipal Auditorium.
Yeah, I think looking at the bracket even before the tournament started earlier this week, you look at it and you think there's probably not a bad matchup in the books no matter how it plays out. There's a lot of good teams in this conference.
Well, we'll be on the air on Saturday. Another 11:40 start with our pregame. 12 noon is tip-off time as Northwest will face the winner, Pittsburgh State and Lindenwood. And again, you can hear that along the Bearcat Radio Network on Saturday, beginning at 11:40 with our pregame from Municipal Auditorium here in Kansas City. Bearcats with the win. They improve to 23-5 on the season with the win. They're 23-5 on the season. Washburn falls to 16-16 as their year comes to a close. Again, the Bearcats 23-5 on the year with today's victory over the Washburn Ichabods. Don't forget again, 11:40 pregame Saturday, 12 noon is tip-off time. The Bearcats in the semifinals of the MIAA postseason tournament. For Matt Gorder and Sterling Engineer Ben Nolley, I'm John Coffey, and so long from Municipal Auditorium.